So, whoa, are you guys hot? Whoa, welcome back, Chris. Huh?
Are you guys hot? Do you want the door open before we start?
It is pretty toasty.
Yeah, we'll need something.
Because I had to turn off the fan to get everything plugged in.
Too much shit. I blame Scott. He brought Facebook tonight. That dick.
More
fans. Exposure. Yeah. So far, we've got
both of them.
Joey.
Yes. J. Rue Toys. Mando Spot with the Ugnaught. Nick Nolte.
Yeah, hell we're getting into it.
All right.
Dang, do you guys have to pay to have that guy on Facebook? Oh, that's me. How's it going?
All right, let's do this.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another.
We're up to six people.
I have.
You didn't go through.
Hold on. Mute. There you go. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Starlight Digest, a podcast bringing line talk and digesting Star Wars topics over 1,000 years. This is our 64th episode being recorded on November 6, 2019, which brings us to 43 days to we wait in line for Rise of Skywalker, also 5 days away from The Mandalorian.
Five.
Whoa.
Cinco.
Wait, did you unmute everybody?
I did.
Woo. Okay, good.
I did. I'm pretty fast at that.
Is mine unmuted?
Yes, right. Especially yours. I am your host, Darth Moocher, joined here with Ernie, the Fallen Fett.
Hey, guys, what's up? Thanks for jumping back in line with us. Tonight, we are on IG Live. What's up, everybody? Thanks for joining us. Facebook Live. Hey, how you doing?
All one of you.
Joey.
Hi. What's up?
More people will join. They'll join.
Sure.
So we're trying something else new, and YouTube should be coming soon.
Yes.
Yes. Just as soon as we get that new Hot Topic episode. Speaking of Hot Topic.
Three. Coming.
The one and only Darth Dad.
Fuck. Okay, hey, check this out. I got a warm-up story real fast.
Okay.
All right.
I had the scare of my life last night and almost killed my son at the same time.
Whoa.
The one I have left.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Your other son died?
What happened? He's at college. All right. So, it's 2 a.m. I'm passed the fuck out and deep asleep. My wife hits me and says, babe, somebody's in the house.
Oh shit.
I said, oh, fuck. Here we go. Okay. I'm always talking about shit. The door just slammed. It's 2 a.m. Go.
Yeah.
So I get up in my chonies and my t-shirt and I go downstairs like my Thrawn shirt's going to scare this guy. Yeah. Right. And I look at the front door. It's locked. I look at the back door. It's closed. All this is good. I get into the garage door. As I go to reach for the door handle, it starts to open slowly.
Oh.
So now, your whole adult life, you've had to look for somebody coming in your house, right?
No.
And you think, what would I do if? Or maybe grab a bat, and then you might see something in a window and be like, oh, shit, and it's not. All this stuff. Well, I'm at the point now, I'm in my laundry room going to the garage, and it starts to open. So now I'm like, okay, in a split second, I'm thinking it's about to go down.
Right.
Do I push the door? Do I pull the door? So I pull the door because I think if I push it, I'll give them a chance, right?
Okay.
So I yank the door towards me and have the deepest, loudest motherfucker ever come out of my mouth, right? And I'm rev back, and here's my 15-year-old son
what the fuck?
And I'm, I already had in my head that this guy was going to get bashed in the face. I was going to slam him in my wife's car's fender. And then I was going to grab the bat where I knew where it was and just pound this motherfucker, right?
At least you're set up. I would not even be that far.
But in a split second, all that goes through your head, right?
Yeah, of course.
I go through it. And I see him. I'm all, what the fuck are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
He's all, I was getting my bat, getting ready for tomorrow. And I'm all, what are you doing up? He's all, I just finished my homework. I didn't start till like midnight.
Oh, my God. I'm what all, a trooper.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have no rules on your kids.
Oh, my God.
They fucking get you ready to kill. So, we walk back through the hallway. My wife's like up at the stairs looking down and sees us. I'm all, it's just fucking Logan, you know?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, dude, like my adrenaline dropped. My legs went weak. My head started spinning. My heart was
God.
Almost blacked out. I had to grab the wall, and I'm like, if I go down, I'm out for the count. So they just stay up. It was like a standing 10 count.
Wow, dude.
You know, or standing 8
You're
count.
Right, because you get so pumped in that moment.
About passed the fuck out and died. And I almost killed him before, just... man. I tell you what. I don't really have an opinion on guns one way or the other. But I'll tell you right there, I'm so glad I don't own a gun.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because I would have blasted his ass. And that would have, you know.
Yeah, man.
So, whoa, but that's scary shit because you don't realize how real that
is. It's
that,
also like, a good excuse for kids. I was doing homework, Dad, and I was wasn't partying.
I believe him, you know. My kids, what are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Logan's the only one I would believe. Right. Like,
But you know, for that split second, dude, life just got absolutely real. I'm like, oh, my fucking God.
Like, don't do this for another 43 days. All right?
I was going to say that, and I'm waiting for Chris to say, not before 9.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold it together.
I can see me and Marco on the phone right now. No, you don't understand. He has to see it right now, even though if it's not done.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, so wow, as you give me shit about the episodes, I got one revved up for the trailer, which I hadn't done yet, right?
Yes.
I have one that you guys won't listen to because it's about, I'm going to go into the leaks.
Okay.
I'm going to have a special one for that for whoever wants to go through the leaks and talk about that, and
I got
have that open. And then we'll have the one on Tuesday.
Tuesday,
when we'll
announce it, yes.
Well, announce it right. Nice. Yeah, we'll go through the Mandalorian. We'll have the Mandalorian together and have a quick Hoth topic episode.
Mike Zero on that episode.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's see what's going on.
I can absolutely.
Again, our invitations are out there.
Well, he's too busy running backwards, backtracking a lot
Mike Zero,
these days.
Ray Park, and Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Come join us anytime, please.
That's funny.
Please do.
Well, that was a rough combination of people. Like Ray Park and Daniel Logan just with Mike Zero.
I do. One day, just show up. I just want to talk to Mike. I literally want to get a mic here in front of him with the Sorry Digest
and
say
a big spotlight and
where
razors
do you get
and
this shit. Yeah. I just do.
Well, I've got sources that you know I can't reveal because then it would be bad.
I could sit here enthralled and just
they would never give me another reveal. If
are you
I
serious?
Could.
Yeah, right.
Sources away.
Hulk Hogan's gonna be in 10.
All yeah, right. Yeah, I know.
All
right,
you got it.
The reason why he was in the trailer is because Lucas backed out, and they renegotiated the contract. Yeah,
this dude was called out by directors.
Yeah.
And he still puts a video out every 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Three, 4 a day.
I think it is. Yeah. The last one that I saw, I just heard, Mom, I'm trying to record. And then I shut it off.
Give me a bologna sandwich.
Well, I'm glad nothing happened, Chris.
Yeah.
Jesus. Glad everybody's alive.
Kill your son.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Or die yourself.
Or die myself, yes. It was a rough day. So, sorry, I had a little warm-up back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no problem.
Give that story out.
Get it out, dude.
I saved it. I was going to tell you guys. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tell them on the show because it gives me something to talk about because I might not have much today.
Right, right.
Crazy.
Right.
We'll start a lot here.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up. We got the one and only Scott Solo.
Hey, what's up, nerds?
And we got Evil Diva.
Hey, fake friends.
Guess who she's filling in for?
Oh, wait.
Yeah. And no Bootleg Joe tonight.
No, he's sick.
He's sick.
He has
he's
cooties.
In the chat with
he's
us.
In the chat. Don't
so,
be a zero.
Good decision to stay home.
Yeah.
I don't want to be sick.
Not because two. Yeah, we got a lot coming up.
We got a lot
quarantine coming up. Quarantine yourselves.
We got Fanboy Mike.
Boop, 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 boop. Not
there
here.
We go. No,
yeah, he's working again.
Not bum, here. Bum, he's working. Okay, but now he's throwing out legitimate excuses because we got a huge Disney trip to go on.
We do.
So I'll give that to him.
Yeah, he's saving up.
Exactly.
The motherfucker's working 96-hour weeks.
Go just for a $200 saver. I mean,
if he's really not going exempt right now, I want to smack him.
Yeah.
Like, and he can buy all of our tickets.
That, but it's going to be sad. We're like, Mike, just buy this. And he's like, this was just to get in.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
It's tough, man. Disney's rough.
Once again, for our Facebook Live people. What's up, Joe?
People, person.
And then everybody on IG.
No, Michael
Hurley's
in there too.
Want to give a shout out who's in the chat?
Luminous Lifestyles, all Star Wars fans, the Kung Fu Jedi. I saw Gordon earlier.
Michael Orleans.
V Cuts Graphics, Madam Force, Michael Orleans, Masco 187, and Marty Hu, J. Rue Toys, and TJ Davis. What's up, guys? Thanks for joining in. We are live right now, and last but not least, Darth Moocher.
Thank you very much.
We've got a lot to get into.
Yeah, we do. So, to reiterate real fast, next Tuesday The Mandalorian comes out on Disney Plus,
Tuesday.
Premieres. We don't know what time it comes out, so...
No, this was a discussion we were having.
Yeah, nobody knows what, like, is it 12:01
so,
Tuesday morning?
I wanted to bring this up.
It is
may
it 7
be
o'clock?
At a certain time.
Yeah, nobody knows.
This is Disney that we're talking about, and they're going to be released every Friday.
Not to mention the fact that we don't even know
what time
it
launches itself.
Well, right, right.
Service.
Exactly. Correct. There's no app yet for us to download.
Correct.
We talked about
that
too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I'm getting like, okay, maybe Monday or two, but...
Like
so
need
when
to break the fire stick out of mothballs,
like they're waiting for the last second. A lot of this because we're doing like Jess has the unlimited Verizon, so we're getting it for free.
Okay,
right,
so
right
for the first year. So we're just waiting on that. But we put that information a long time ago and have gotten nothing back.
Yeah.
So I paid for 3 years.
Yeah,
do I
same
get
here.
I have Verizon too. Do I get to tack on an extra year?
No, I think it's that? I think it's got to be at the original.
Okay, so
yeah.
To get into Scott's thing. And our listeners and everybody who's listening to this podcast, everybody's with us on live.
Yeah,
I hope you guys remember. Disney is a company who is trying to knock everybody out. So you cannot use Apple TV. You cannot use a Fire Stick.
Right.
You can use a smart TV, maybe, depending on your smart TV.
How the fuck are you supposed to watch this thing?
Xbox and PS4.
Woo! Okay, okay.
Or computer, probably, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So all right. Just to let you know,
yeah.
If you
break
got
the
one
PS4
of those,
out
you're
of
safe. But like you said, yes, no emails telling us to go
nothing.
Ahead and download
nothing.
The app.
Like a Star Wars Savage or Star Wars fan is in chat, and he's like, no UK still, no Disney Plus UK. And I'm like, damn, that's really hard to, like, especially, you know, listen to us, and we're going to be talking about it.
What's he
extensive.
Doing up right now?
Yeah, right. But that sucks, dude. I don't know. There's no announcement for that. They're not going to get it when we watch it either.
Yeah, TJ Davis just said no Apple TV. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is true. You got to think this is Disney. They're going to take over the world. They're trying to knock everybody out. So Apple TV is going to have their own thing.
Right.
Amazon has their own thing. So on and so forth. You can't use these things, guys.
We're
it's going to be
yeah, smart
Xbox
TVs,
or PS4, or smart TVs.
Yeah, oh. Computer app on the computer
or
something
day,
like that too.
I bet you they're going to drop some Disney stick.
I'd be surprised if you do it on the computer.
Yeah,
yeah,
because you could really burn it on the computer and fuck things up, right? I mean,
yeah,
that'd be one of the ones
absolutely.
I would make sure you don't do.
Right.
I don't know.
So I would leave it just to the gaming
but
systems and smart TVs.
I was talking to Marco, and I think Monday. Maybe Monday
we'll get all
we'll
the
get a.
We have to. I mean,
you know, but you know how bad.
I'm sorry. This weekend and
yeah.
by Monday you can scroll, but nothing will be on.
Yeah,
I think that's what should happen.
Yeah,
because if they
should
do it all Monday,
download.
They're gonna just. Well, honestly, if they just wait these last 3 days anyway,
well,
it's gonna fuck up.
The
it,
only
yeah.
thing that
no
we've got
way.
Is my brother Mike, DJ Mike 1200. Be sure and look him up. Listen to all his mixes. He sent me a thing. Hey, bro, do you have your stuff? And I was like, what are you talking about? They did send an email that gave you a countdown. Right
yes,
now.
It's all
yes.
at StarWars.com also. There's a countdown right on the page.
Okay.
You know,
but this was personal,
Disney.
Though.
Oh, okay.
So I would
check that
also
too.
To make sure that you got that countdown.
Yeah, because I've been
check
looking at
junk,
the...
Your junk. And
I've been check my junk yeah. all the time.
We talked about this in chat. Right. It's got ugly.
About our junk?
It's,
yeah.
It's gotten ugly?
Yeah.
Your yes. junk has gotten ugly. Okay.
About how many times
as
you touch
as you get
it,
older.
Yeah.
Woo!
All Star Wars fan says, yeah, he's going to have to stream it because they've made it so hard for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
To watch over here.
Right.
So, I was just waiting for
cheers.
It. Yeah, that's what we're going for. But, you know, it's exciting. I'm so happy 5 days. And not only that, I mean, yes, we're a Star Wars podcast. I'm also excited for everything else that there's going to be coming out on it. I mean, we got Lady on the Tramp. We got a live Lady in the Tramp. We got old TV shows.
Live. Yeah.
Old movies. Bringing it back to our show.
And some Marvel stuff. Okay, whatever.
I guess.
It's not relevant, though.
We have to.
Yeah, some Marvel stuff.
So the only thing they will not have is episode 8. Episode 8 will not
oh,
be
Oh, I thought
on.
They were going all the way to 8.
No, because
they're
still in contracts
oh, right.
on Netflix.
Until
gotcha.
It drops out of there.
So you'll have
right.
to watch
which is fine.
1 through 7 on Disney Plus, switch over to your Netflix account, which you probably steal from somebody.
Or just put it in your Blu-ray because we all own it, right?
Yeah,
it is the best-selling Blu-ray of 2018.
So we all
own it.
Yeah.
Oh, but all these haters.
Oh, I know.
Oh my
god. Star Wars is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
How many fights you see me on Facebook?
Oh
this
my
week?
God, dude! 2 in the morning, I'm like liking all his posts. It's ridiculous how it just got ramped up again.
Oh, there was
yeah. very fall stuff. Like not to really get into it, but like still on that coattails of. The latest one was, you mean Disney's making cookingware? How dare them? I'm like, I've had cookingware since 1980.
Yeah.
What the fuck are
Star
you
Wars.
Talking about,
well,
dude.
The guy who was arguing with you about why should they have books to explain what happens in a movie.
I don't
like,
know.
What are you talking about?
We don't, but I mean, yeah. seriously.
And then you discounted all the books that explain the movies before.
No, then I went right. into him. I said, okay, so Luke went from losing to Vader, losing his hand, and not knowing shit and having 10 minutes of training
yeah.
to being a Jedi Knight. Even Han didn't believe him, but you're okay with that plot hole. In
amen.
The and you get that getting explained in a book.
Right.
Which it all did.
Right, it did.
Everybody forgets. We didn't know shit about these three movies, anybody's background.
It's baffling,
anything.
Dude. Like, they came out
they
and
all forget.
We had amnesia for the last 8 months.
When's the first time you heard Corellia? I mean, like, oh, Hans Corellian?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody knows that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And where did that come out
like in?
The Legends.
Of course.
Like
and then
1994.
Yeah.
And it also took, what, 6 seasons of a cartoon to make the prequels really work very,
yeah,
very
absolutely.
Well?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Everybody forgets all this
yeah.
shit.
And like I said, I wish they would just take the word fan off of those posts. You know, Star Wars fans are boycotting. Star Wars fans like,
no.
This is what Star Wars fans.
Here's a point, though, that guy was trying to make was he says the marketing is oversaturated, all this stuff. And my response to him was, it's really not. If anything,
right.
it's undermarketed right now in real
they've
life.
They've held
if
back.
If it wasn't
really
for
have.
Us
no,
following,
really
we follow 50 fan pages or correct. 100 fan pages, and they all follow all of us.
Right.
And so, yeah, we see Star Wars all the time. These people in these comment sections are following 10 or 15 Star Wars pages. So to them,
that's
yeah, they
why.
See Star Wars all day. They think it's saturated. If you walk in my house, they're not going to know anything about it unless I tell them.
Correct.
Right? They don't see a bunch of commercials on the TV. Right. We skip commercials.
There's no Taco Bell toys. There's no pizza boxes.
It's not
there's no
that.
Banners anywhere. There's no stickers. You know what I mean? It's
right.
not like it was
it's not
in the
like
in
it was.
96
and
or 97.
And it's not like the it's overdone on TV, the internet, anything,
no.
unless we choose to watch those things.
Correct.
You take yourself out of that, boom, it's not oversaturated at all. If anything, you're waiting for it.
Not only that, we choose to repost it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just put one thing out and that's it. You're right. It depends on our feed.
Yeah.
And then not only that, the government listens completely to your phone all
yeah.
the time.
It's very true.
So you're going to see everybody else's
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
post because you looked up Mandalorian.
We know everybody listens to our phone. I'll tell you what, Lucasfilm listens to our show, the story group, because the Resistance Reborn we're reading right now, right, is going
yeah.
right
yeah.
up the alley to what, everything we've talked about for the past couple months. So
you want
to
get right into that?
The government is
well,
one of
the
10 people
yet.
Watching
They're
us.
Not done with Resistance Reborn, so we'll... Next show, I'm sure we'll go into a book review.
Yeah.
But
we'll
so
far,
yeah,
I'm
cool.
pretty fucking excited about
yeah,
it because it's easily the most relevant book to the sequels.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's probably the most important post-return. It's obviously the most important post-Return of the Jedi book.
Yeah.
There's other like Master and Apprentice I think are better. I think other books might be better, but this is the most important book. And
cool,
so far,
cool.
it's been a fucking. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know,
is.
Even though there's some heavy stuff in it and some really dark themes,
mm.
It's been a fun book.
Cool.
How it's working.
I'm glad to hear that.
Between really. This and the Star Wars Allegiance, the comic book that's coming out, it's how the Resistance ended up getting the Mon Cal fleet. And
oh, okay.
Yeah. It's,
okay.
It's a really, really cool story, too. So
nice.
Brings in Akbar's kid and
yeah.
shows where he's come from. It also shows a few scenes where Kylo Ren is decapitating people just for speaking to the Resistance and telling the Resistance, don't come here, we don't want you here. Just because he opened up a channel, he's killing people.
Really?
That's yeah. what's getting into so, the book right now, why they didn't get their answer to their call.
Yeah.
They're
oh,
getting round up. They're
I
either
gotcha.
Getting a, they have, there's an assassination, sorry.
No.
There's basically an yeah. assassination list or a, gra-
I,
or a grab,
got, I,
or
I
a grab list.
Yeah.
And they're going after all the Resistance
sympathizers.
So this is in between 8 and 9
wow.
then?
Yeah.
This is, yeah. This
right.
is
yeah.
this is after they got decimated at Crait a couple of days. Starts
yeah,
a couple
yeah.
of days after. I think
yes.
it was all 4 days maybe.
Yes.
Awesome.
And it
awesome.
Starts from there and goes in. This is how they're rebuilding.
Anything, I'll just ask one question.
Yeah.
Anything about Luke Skywalker mowing down or facing down Kylo Ren at Crait or anything?
Okay, no, but there was a really, really,
and
you got to where Wedge had, when we first meet up with Wedge,
yeah.
It's him and Nora Wexley. If anybody read the Aftermath series, Nora was the
right.
the main character in those. And Snap goes to see them. But anyway, before this, he's reminiscing about Luke and the times and the X-Wings and all this stuff.
Okay.
Right? And
okay.
He's all, I spent my time, my youth with Luke, or we grew up, whatever. We were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they go through all that. When Snap comes out with his wife to talk to them, he says, what happened? He's all, well, everybody's gone besides a few on the Falcon. And maybe you need to sit down
oh.
for this. He's all, maybe he's, they talk about Akbar and go through this stuff. And he's like,
didn't
Akbar,
mention Han.
That's good.
Yeah.
Ever. And
yeah.
Nobody does.
Nope.
Anyway, at the end, he's all, you might want to sit down for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And Wedge is all, I'd rather hear it now. And he says, Luke Skywalker is, and then it just one of these things where the music hit in the book when it was
oh.
When it was the
so
audio
he's telling
book.
Him he's dead.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
telling him he's dead. So they're not playing on the hero thing. He sacrificed
yeah.
himself. They don't even get into the sacrifice part. They just say he's dead.
He's
or
gone.
That he's the spark that everybody
yeah.
always talks
yeah.
about. That he's
hasn't
the inspiration.
Happened.
That nobody's mentioned that.
That and the fact that even with Leia, they talk about Luke's death and they talk about when she ran into I lost his name again. No, they talked to Maz, they talked to the Twi'lek, they talked to all these people, but nobody, they always mention Luke's death, and not one of them mentions Han.
No.
I got
they tell Leia basically, sorry about your brother,
yeah,
and I haven't heard sorry about your husband.
Nope.
Nobody.
Hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah, that is weird, but it also, it you know, Han's not in it. He hasn't been in it, so he wouldn't be, it would be like out of sight, out of mind, though. Yeah, but he wasn't even, remember, he wasn't involved in Resistance this whole
time.
Luke's
been gone for years, too.
Yeah, but I think
Luke
Han
had a bigger legend, but everybody
Han
knows
was
who Han is.
A hero
disenfranchised,
of the rebellion,
but he was
know?
Disenfranchised
yeah.
for 30 years. I don't know, maybe out of sight, out of mind.
Well,
I don't
Luke
know.
Luke was. Han wasn't.
Yeah, both of them, really.
No, Han has been running races and still famous.
Right, right.
And he's working
up
with
until 6 years before.
Three.
Hmm.
Three?
Yeah.
So maybe it is a miss on the book's part not to...
Well, we haven't read the whole thing yet. Yeah, we haven't read the whole thing yet.
Right.
Again, but so far, everybody online is way into this. So what's the book again?
Resistance Reborn.
That's the one that just came out.
Yeah, remember how we would theorize it was going to be Hope Reborn was the movie. And then they went ahead and said, you know what? The Starlight guys are right. They had a couple of good theories. Let's do this. Let's do Resistance Reborn and use a lot of their ideas to make Nine.
It's very true.
So it's nice that they've been doing that with us.
And Gordon said Wedge is in it. And yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
You've also said he's supposed to be in Nine.
He's...
And you're saying this is kind of a canon call to everybody who's in
this
right
is
now,
like,
right?
Everybody that's shown up in canon so far, they're bringing the main characters back. We have the characters from Battlefront 2. Battlefront 2.
Mm-hmm. Inferno Squadron.
Yeah. And there you go. Inferno Squad's in there with Zay Urcio and Shriv.
Okay.
So
the Duros.
What that means is, unless he dies in this, but I almost fuck with you guys in the chat too. Said when I said Shriv's going to be a Nine, I almost came back 10 minutes later and said, "Oh, never mind," just to be a dick.
Well,
yeah, it should've. But anyway, he's still alive right now.
Okay.
So far, but that puts him. He better show up in the movie. Then you get somebody from a video game into a movie.
Yeah,
okay. That's big time, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've already saw
it opens the
Snap.
Door for
we already saw the Snap, right? Which brings in Wedge and Nora, which are from Aftermath.
Right. Yep.
Okay. You also have the Twi'lek, and I lost his damn name again, dude. What do we say? Something Sen Ren
Diron?
I forget. Forget it.
Yeah, we don't know.
There's a Twi'lek that's in the Aftermath trilogy.
You got me thinking.
In Lost Stars and in Bloodline. And it's going through there.
Not Sinjir. No, Sinjir.
No, Sinjir's not here. I'm waiting for him to show up.
That would be awesome.
But they were in Last Shot with Solo.
Gotcha. Yep.
At least
they just started talking about Phantom Squadron.
Phantom Squadron after Wedge, and then you got they mentioned Ransom Costerfo from Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of just mentioned him.
Gotcha. No,
but a lot of great. Oh, and General Riken.
Yeah.
So they're basically the plot of this book. So far, as they're looking for leaders more than anything. They're trying to find the leadership.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Leia's thing is we need people, but we need leaders. Nobody's here to plan. Nobody's here to this. So we've got one of the guys that helped to plan the attack on Return of the Jedi on Endor.
Mm-hmm.
He's in there now. Riken. They've got the Twi'leks in there.
Admiral Akbar's son.
Who?
Admiral Akbar's son.
Oh,
I don't know his name and thing.
Gotcha. And then... But we've got a bunch of these people now. They're starting to get leadership. And Poe's really coming into his own. He just gave a there was a good chapter with Poe that you'll get into. But he's becoming.
So I'm hoping that in the crawl that we get, there's something mentioned of this, the buildup. Because.
From the
Oh, and then Maz. Get this. I'm going to ruin this for everybody, too. Maz. Yeah. They make him. I love that they make a point to mention she's the pirate queen.
Yeah.
Because to me, that still makes her an outlaw. They talk about how she's been an outlaw, and I think she's going to be the one to bring Hondo and pirates into Nine.
Dude, I still want to see Hondo so
bad. I'm sure he'll be in this movie, right? So that right there with Maz being in it, but she didn't join them. That was the key.
Right.
He came to get her as a leader, and it's not her time.
Okay.
And she just got to a point where she found how to find the assassination list. Mm. And Leia made a crack at her, and she's all, the Force doesn't think it's time for my, it's not my time
I gotcha.
Yet, basically.
Really? Yeah.
So she's going to show up at some point.
I'll sit this one out and see what happens.
You think she's going to show up in Nine then, too?
Or it's an excuse for her not to be in Nine.
No, she's in Nine.
Is she?
We've seen a picture. You know when Lando had the big gathering by the Falcon?
Yeah.
She's right next to him.
She's there?
Yeah, Maz is right next to him.
I have to look again.
Yeah.
But what picture?
You see, know, we would have known if we would have had a PowerPoint.
That's what I was just going to say.
Sorry.
Somebody had to go to Europe.
I should have. My bad. And just got back on my sleep schedule. This has been fucked up.
I bet.
I went through their time change,
and
then the week later ours. And I got two extra hours of sleep, and it still didn't help me.
Yeah.
Man.
Fuck that shit. Where was I?
That's London, man.
Well, you said the group. You saw Maz Kanata.
Maz Kanata. Maz is in a... Find the picture when you guys got it online. There's where they show Lando and everybody, the pilots. And
The whole gathering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maz is right there. On
awesome.
His right.
Nice. Awesome. Awesome.
So definitely a book everybody's going to want
to... Yeah.
I really think
I can't
so.
Wait till you finish it and we... Yeah, awesome. Dude.
Yeah, that might actually have to be the first video fireside book
you got
review.
Your smoking jacket ready?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I got my Kylo Ren pipe. Awesome.
Yeah,
and we'll get through it. I might have to
we'll
have
get
notes.
Your indoor voice going a little bit.
Yeah,
and we'll find it.
Yeah, am I being loud today?
No,
the fuck.
You need to be able to speak with a British accent, though.
I can't.
You can't.
Do I need to quiet it down?
No,
oh, you're good.
I'll bring it down.
Perfect.
I'm kidding.
Fuck.
You're perfect. Look at that.
You're good.
Thanks, guys.
He's actually really good today. He's not peaking, but I'm sure it'll come later.
I'm good.
All right.
All right. So anyway, So far,
I just miss you, Chris.
I mean, it's been a while.
Your balls a little bit.
Margo was like, "You were gone for 2 weeks."
But this is easily if there's any other canon books you're gonna read. I mean, Scott and I spoke earlier, and to Scott's point earlier, you kind of have to read the other ones to make this one as important, or as at least how as neat as it is.
Yeah,
okay. You could get through it without knowing everybody, but you'd rather know everybody. It makes it neat.
Yeah. Knowing Nora and Wedge and their history and what they went through in the Aftermath books, which are by far not my favorite books at all, but knowing that history, but knowing that history and then 30 years later seeing where they are on the planet they're on, doing what they're doing, it kind of was like, oh, okay, so they got their happy ending. Oh, shit. Now they're in trouble. Right. So, it was good.
Yeah, and how they came back was good, too. I mean, I hate to go through all of it, but it's just like Nora was ready.
Oh, yeah.
And gotcha. Wedge was ready, and they both basically had their bags packed while they were supposed to be sleeping on it.
This is
where we belong.
And yeah.
Fuck it. That's cool. I'm glad to hear it's something where a book is tying in all the canon that's so far getting ready for 9, because that has to be tied in, because I think, like we kind of mentioned before, where we think the books are going to take a different direction after 9 comes out, about more of that 30-year gap, Luke especially, Leia's training, Han, more of those are figures.
The past is going to be revisited.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
okay.
We have to get through
Knights of Ren.
Yeah, we have to get through 9 to, and then that spoilery section can come through.
And we can start playing with everything, seeing everything.
Gotcha. Yes. So,
you know what? Books and Disney Plus stuff.
Yeah.
I would love a Disney Plus show of Ben with the Knights of Ren.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
You know, maybe
animated
that's how
series.
We got to turn to
like
Kylo.
Animated series would be amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. I would like some animated series during the original trilogy.
Yeah, I did
and
too.
Have yeah. And have Mark Thompson just do all the voices.
Yeah.
Seb Leia.
Yeah.
Have somebody else do Leia.
His 3PO is spot on.
Yeah, dude, most
his
of them
3PO
are.
Is really spot on.
His Han's pretty good. His Lando's perfect.
Yes.
Lando's my favorite character in any of the books. Every time he does it. Anyway. So.
Check in with the chat. I know that we have a few join. Jake Peterson 01 and Nick.
Yeah, what's up, Jake Peterson? MK476. Frankenstein and Justin Williams. That's Thick Nick. Justin Williams is also here. Gabe Copacetic is joined. We got a lot with us right now.
Jake Peterson asks, isn't Marvel doing a Kylo book? A book
comic
or
book.
A comic
they are
book?
Doing
comic
a comic
book,
book.
Yeah.
Yeah, so comic series, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to explain how it starts with him as a Padawan to Luke.
Right.
And they're fighting the Knights of Ren. This is where we're going to figure out that the Knights of Ren weren't built by Kylo. He takes over.
Gotcha.
There's
even
a picture of a Knight of Ren with a red lightsaber in that comic cover.
Correct.
So he's going to take this guy on. They're coming after whoever killed their master.
Gotcha. Awesome.
So I can't wait. That's all I know basically from the quick excerpt had. But... Yeah, it's a must get.
Of course.
That's on it.
Yeah,
I've skipped quite a few lately. I won't be skipping that.
No, that one's a must because that's heavy. That's
important.
That's another thing about the Resistance Reborn book too, is it ties directly into the Poe Dameron comic book, which has been ignored after Resistance came out because the continuities don't mesh well. But it's like they're ignoring Resistance.
Oh,
I think they should.
what I'm betting now in this book we're gonna get them. The Resistance crew. Now, because they've tied in comics,
right? Mm.
They've tied in a video game. They tied in a bunch of books.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing, like, is Star Wars Endgame for canon.
So who's up to date on Resistance?
I'm one episode behind.
Okay.
I've watched them all, but I don't give a shit about any of them. No.
Nothing new worth. I mean, the first two episodes were really good, but after that, it just kind of went
back to
normal.
Just kind of more the same a little bit. Yeah.
Nothing worth remembering.
No.
It's not.
Not until the last. The last few episodes we're going to get again.
Yeah, that's a dumb
And
plan.
This is the last season. They're not doing a 3. This is it. Yeah. You know,
because they're all going to die in Resistance Reborn.
Yeah.
We can hope.
They're going to use this book to blow them all up.
Hopefully they get a Rogue One ending.
It'll be Kaz.
That's episode 9, Rogue One ending. Boom. Everybody dies.
Yeah, Kaz trips on a plug and the place
or
blows up.
Trips and hits a button of self-destruct.
Oh, damn.
That green guy. What'd you do, Kaz? And that's it.
Yep.
Oh my God.
You know, it actually bugs me now that I haven't checked the. I'm sure somebody would have saw it by now in the shot of all the ships.
If there's a green vest.
It wasn't there. You can't tell it was there.
Oh,
okay.
I got you.
Just the Enterprise. That's the only one.
Just the Enterprise.
Just the Enterprise.
Yeah, because that's a huge ship that whatever they're on. I forgot.
All Star Wars fans.
The Colossus.
Colossus, thank you.
TJ Davis says Resistance is awful. Such a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I agree.
It is.
Whenever you have two seasons of something and you can look at between 3 to 5 episodes for good content. The rest of it is just garbage.
Well, yeah, that's being very generous.
What
sucks
is that we came off of Rebels.
Right.
Yeah. To that.
To
and
this.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
And again, we cannot like it, but we watch it because we're fans.
Right.
All
right.
Until they're all done in one Sunday, watch them all.
You know, the thing is, and I don't go online bashing it.
No, I don't either.
I don't.
No.
It's obviously not for us.
Exactly.
It's obviously for
we do bash it on the show every time, but it's part of a topic. So, I mean, it's not like we're going out of our way.
Yeah, it's not like killing our childhood or anything.
We're
going
to
still
going
to watch it next week.
Exactly.
relevant to Star Wars right now. And that but it's not our thing.
We're waiting for those little moments. You know,
that could have been what this book is. And it just completely missed that kind of thing. You could have brought in different alien, different people. It's just really a
just like Thick Nick said, I don't hate it, but I don't love it. That's the whole
correct.
That's exactly.
That's all right.
That's cool. I don't even come back at people on Twitter. So many people on Twitter love it. Like,
yeah.
Love it, love it.
And that's for them.
Good for
and
them.
Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good on them.
I don't want to piss on anybody's parade.
Yeah.
you're a new fan that I talk
that's
about.
How we're different than others.
Yeah.
We don't piss on other people's parade. You can love everything.
Exactly.
You can dislike something. You don't have to be a shit.
And you could try and talk to me that your face is blue about it. I'm still.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I always thought about it. I didn't go on Ghost Rider 2 pages all the time just talking shit about it. I didn't like it. I let it go.
Right.
I don't like Zombieland 2. Didn't like it at all.
I know people that did.
I can't believe
you
didn't.
I didn't enjoy it whatsoever. It was weird. I was waiting for big laughs. Didn't get any. And I was like, well, fuck.
Everything was in the trailer.
I would have left 30 minutes earlier.
Wow.
Like, I was done. And that was disappointing because I would watch Zombieland anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still do.
It was
I watched
horrible.
It here at home, though. Maybe that was different.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm.
It wasn't enjoyable.
Hmm.
But I don't go on their sites and bash it.
Right, nope. Yeah.
Don't care. You if you like it, that? Great. Good for you guys. I couldn't get into it. And I really wanted to. I was just expecting to be blown away.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of Disney Plus and the extended versions without theatrical, whatever, we didn't cover this news last time. It was the Benioff and Weiss canceling, backing out of Star Wars. And I know that's all over the news and everything. We talked about it. We've talked about it in our chats. We talked about other articles and everything. But my main question was the three movies that they were supposed to do, they backed out, but is the project dead? And I haven't heard anything about the project being dead.
No.
Which is a good point that we
you're
should
about
hear.
The Game of Thrones guys.
Yeah. Benioff and Weiss, right?
I took it as whatever. But okay.
Well, their excuse was they were doing a Netflix project and they were offered more money and no time to do Star Wars. And then there's other conflicting
saying that Lucasfilm actually thought that they were going to be pulled too much and they didn't trust the fact that they could do both things.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, look at how Game of Thrones ended. I'm sorry.
That's the other side of it I've been hearing is, well, they screwed up Game of Thrones, but also they didn't want to deal with the toxic fandom. That's another thing. And I think
am I the only one who didn't care?
No, you're not.
Game of Thrones, the ending, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
I didn't hate it. Yeah.
Don't bash it again.
I wanted more.
It ended how I thought it was going to end.
I didn't think Bran would be the king. I think that was a waste.
I didn't think Bran would be the king either.
What was he doing the whole time?
Exactly what he was doing at the end.
Just sitting there.
Right.
That's it.
Literally.
Technically, that's what a king does. Just sits there.
Exactly.
Well, he was practicing for a long fucking time.
Very much so.
But anyway,
but also signed to Feige though.
But I think that's another thing. I think the part about Game of Thrones is those kind of fans of both are being toxic.
Yeah,
towards Game of Thrones, right there.
Yeah,
I think there's like, oh, this is what it was because it sucks so bad they're pulling them out. Like everybody loses their job because one thing sucks.
Of course,
right?
And like I said, I do buy in the whole they got offered $220 million to do this Netflix project, and there's not enough time to juggle both. Because this Netflix project, you know, Netflix is going all in. Like Ernie said, Disney's trying to destroy everybody.
Yeah.
So Netflix is like, throw everything we've got, and like they only have Stranger Things going for them and The Office remake, revisits.
Yeah.
That's the highest viewed watch thing on Netflix is The Office.
Oh, but that's leaving too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So they're pumping money into this.
No, NBC's doing the Peacock.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
And so they.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. No, I immediately bought the Office entire series
because
it went on sale for $41 on Amazon.
It's the whole series.
Of course. I just did it for Logan's present because that motherfucker watches it all the time, and I feel bad.
I just finished watching it again.
Did
like
you?
Whole, yeah, I did.
We watch it every night.
I do. I probably watch it more than Star Wars.
I know I do. It's so sad.
But yeah, so them backing out, I was kind of disappointed because we've talked about that and what they could do, and just because they're in this medieval. Mode with Game of Thrones doesn't mean they would automatically do Old Republic stuff where more of a primitive war, battle, you know, big armies.
No, their thing,
big
their
armies.
Thing. Actually, the word was it was the origins of the Jedi, the
yes.
very first Jedi.
Right.
Now
that would
I'm,
be awesome.
I'm see, okay I'm of the opinion I'd rather leave that alone.
Really.
Yeah, I'd rather that get told like in a story in the Old Republic, like somebody talking about it and telling a tale instead of actually seeing.
But a series or a theatre, or just forget like
yeah,
at
there
all.
Was the
yeah,
Jedi
yeah, a long
yeah,
time ago.
Or the Jedi.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, the Jedi.
Yeah.
But
I think just leaving that
as a myth and like the Clone Wars we did with
yeah,
New Hope when it was just a hearsay.
Leave it at that, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
A better story, though.
Legend has it.
Yeah,
so
better than Obi-Wan told Luke.
I understand that.
Yeah.
We are bringing up some people in the chat because of this, and they're saying, you know, like Joe said, you know, they didn't screw up Game of Thrones, and they were hired to adapt
Agreed.
The books. Martin screwed them by never finishing them. That's what T.J. Davis said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gordon said too many self-righteous fans out there.
Yeah.
Hell
and that's
yes.
That's exactly what
it's
I'm
like
saying.
It's like a lose-lose situation
yes.
anyway. So.
And yeah. that's where I'm saying. Like we said, we all have our own opinion about
yeah.
it. I didn't like it. I was expecting more. But when you have the fandom out there and they're doing this, what happened with Solo? We had Solo. We thought it was going good. Then it was too early.
Right.
People bashed it because of what happened to 7. And then 8. Nobody went to it and everything. That's what I'm saying is I think happened exactly with them as well. Is
yeah.
listening to the outside and saying, well, a lot of people don't like them because of what happened in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And so I truly believe, yes, some of the fandom messes it up. When yeah. they don't go with their own story.
Yeah, so I can buy in a little bit of their withholdings to like make that decision easier to back out of a Star Wars project versus the toxic fandom's going to be there. We don't need that. I can see that making their decision easier. I don't think that is the motive behind it.
Right.
But yeah, my question is, like, again, no reports really come out officially, but my question is the project killed.
I just
That's
say,
all.
No, I just say Feige's going to take it over.
Feige was done one... And I'm assuming that he was a Star Wars story.
But
maybe.
he's a producer. He's
yeah,
there to
yeah.
overlook. He's not going to direct or to go take
but
over.
I,
so were they, weren't they?
No, they were directing.
They were
writing.
And
directing.
Oh, right.
They were
writing
and directing. Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
what I'm saying is Feige, like, taking control of this. So he'll bring in his directors. He'll bring in his story. Do you see what I'm saying?
You know,
yeah, see,
like, this is going to be his project.
I've kind of talked about this online.
Yeah.
I think
James
the whole
Gunn
Feige
gets his first
was,
Star Wars movie.
I think this whole thing
Could
is
be, you know?
Overly done. I think he's not as important to Star Wars. He'll get involved in it and do some things and have some fun with it. He's not going to be the head of it or the Marvel.
I might be in the minority of it, but I was not excited for him to be
yeah,
on board
I don't
on the
really
Star Wars
care.
Project.
All it's going to do is light some fans on fire.
It, because
you know?
He would open the gate for Michael Bay to come in, and I don't want that.
What?
Yeah. I'm
no.
just saying, a Michael Bay type movie, Kevin Feige will do that. That is my fear. I know. I just wasn't excited, you know?
No, I wasn't either. I was like, it's not a big deal. And again, he's done a great job overseeing the Marvel Universe. He does a good job of coordinating and picking good talent and doing
yes.
things like that. That's fantastic. Everybody thinks he's writing the fucking movies and directing them, and he's not writing or directing them.
Yeah.
He might have a rule or he might put the rules in place
well,
and
that's
put
what
a
I'm saying.
Timeline, but everybody else has...
Yeah.
Do you think he wrote that Ragnarok?
No,
how
no, no.
different Ragnarok, Ant-Man, Civil War, these guys are all so different,
right.
but they just have rules where they have to intertwine.
Sure.
That's what he was really good at. That's not what he's coming on for. So
right.
I don't know. How, what was he doing before Marvel?
I don't remember
no
the name.
Idea.
No,
I don't know the name.
At least Kathleen Kennedy had a resume, you know, long as my leg.
Go back to E.T.
You know?
And Close Encounters. And
yeah.
yeah. So, yeah.
See, I went leg there because I was going to say something else. And I was like, you know, that opens me up way too easily to you assholes. So I just went ahead and let it go.
I hear you.
Because, you know, I'm making fun of 10. Let's just go.
Well, like I said, I just really wasn't excited for him to be on board. But again, I don't.
I
mean, no, until I see it, right? It's
yeah.
one of those things that gets to shock the hell out of us and whatever. So.
You know what?
Give everybody a chance.
Yeah.
I'm excited because he puts out a quality product with what he does, you know, or he is in charge of putting out the quality product that he does. I have gone to every Marvel movie, and he's been overseeing that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can bring some of that talent into it and make a compelling movie, then yeah, I'm excited
sure.
about it.
And they can pick the right group of people to do it, like he does
Absolutely.
Now, right? And maybe even lay out a few rules, but that's all. It's all he's got to do. Everybody else can fly through.
Yeah.
And the story group, actually, there's a story group for them. They can handle that part.
Yes.
Well,
I got to
say,
he's the talent.
If Dave Filoni doesn't get it after Kathleen Kennedy retires, then I'm okay with Feige being in charge.
This
at
is
all.
My thing: is you got to remember too,
Still want
he
Dave.
May be doing all the Marvel stuff and everything, but he is a huge Star Wars fan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely confirmed. He bought all the rest of the sail barges to make that go through.
Thank you for that.
He has I think it's like over 300 at his house or something like that. This was confirmed to us by somebody who's been at his house
sure.
through Toy Migos on their Not Dolls. He wanted to stay anonymous.
Kevin Smith is a huge Star Wars fan. I don't want to see a Kevin Smith Star Wars movie.
No,
I don't either.
No.
That's right. But this is me. I'm not speaking for anybody or anything. It's just me. It's those things where I go, like, you know, Star Wars is sacred. You don't touch. And that's why, like, if Tom Cruise ever became a Star Wars actor in it, I'm like, oh. But like Chris said, he might be awesome in it. And we wouldn't even know that's Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Could be under a lot of prosthetics or a voice.
How about none?
I don't see Mace Windu as Samuel Jackson.
I still don't.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because Samuel Jackson can act. Mace Windu couldn't. So.
Like Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman's an awesome actress, but Padme?
No. But he's the only character. Yeah. Like everywhere else, even whether he's Nick Fury or whatever the fuck else he does, he could be. He's still Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when I watch him in Star Wars, that must be the part of the fan, right?
Yeah.
I don't see these guys
that's
as actors.
Very true.
They're my characters.
Jake Peterson agrees with me. Fuck Michael Bay. So yeah.
Yes. And his explosion to minute ratio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like explosions, but I mean, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of yeah. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, there you go.
Explosion to Michael Bay, what lens flares are to J.J. Abrams.
I like lens flares.
I do too. when used in moderation.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, let's see. Disney Plus, blah, blah, blah. Mando, we're going to have a viewing party.
We're really flying off the cuff here, aren't we?
Well, there was.
That's why I asked if we had notes in the first
thing. No, because honestly, the last 2 weeks since the trailer dropped, there were so many little things here between articles, between Facebook posts, and interacting with everybody plus Art Talk. There was not one major subject. It was just a lot of little things going on, you know.
We've had the Mando trailer.
Yeah, the Mando stuff has been dropping like crazy.
Episode 9 leaks changing by the day.
Gordon, what about The Rock? Movie though, dudes. What about The Rock movie though?
Well, which one?
Yeah, which Rock movie? There's like five a day.
Jungle Cruise, Jumanji 2, or you know the.
Oh, like Samuel Jackson. Like you always just see The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
It's because that's all he is.
Yeah,
right.
He
is nothing but The Rock.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here worrying that some news came out that The Rock is going to be in a Star Wars movie. I'm like, wait,
no.
What?
The rumor this week,
my
was
wife would be happy.
The rumor for this week was a, what's her name, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Brie Larson.
Brie Larson playing
as
Ahsoka.
Correct.
I don't care.
She doesn't bug me as much as other people, as far as like being stone or
because like Chris said, you're a Star Wars figure. Once you take that on, that's what you're doing. That's
basically
what you are.
I'll still buy her.
So you know that's what you got, and I could see her as a Jedi or something. You know, we have so much opportunity of movies coming out of what.
But
we're gonna do.
I don't want a bunch of A or B list actors.
No,
remember saying I wanted like Samuel Jackson. Don't get me wrong; he did petition for it. He was on George Lucas.
Yeah,
wait, remember he said on the which show was it? Was Arsenio maybe back
I think
then?
It was Arsenio.
He said, "I'll be Lando's dad or Luke's slave. Just put me in Star Wars."
Jesus.
Right.
Right.
That
was
a direct quote.
Yes.
And he kept going, and eventually he let him in. And that was a big-name actor.
And and Star Wars has always been no-name leads with big-name secondaries to carry it. Just like Alec Guinness was back in the 70s, you know, and Harrison Ford was still brand new.
Yep. Yeah.
But Alec Guinness was your – and Peter Cushing was your biggest stars in those movies.
Yeah.
They were two –
Where both of them didn't even want to do it.
Yeah. It was fresh faces for leads.
Yeah.
And I love that. I like that. And I think that the directors and producers should be almost the same. You know, because Rogue One, to me, came out phenomenal with a director that didn't have too many
two directors,
but one.
Yeah.
But I still think what's his name really carried the movie. The reshoots maybe added spice to it.
So we got some stuff in the
chat. Go for it.
As far as catching up now, the comment about The Rock. Bootleg said Tom Cruise could do BB-8's voice, and then Gordon said, you know, do you really think that Kathy will hand it over. He's a Kathy fan. Nick said, "I think I do."
I think eventually
she's retiring
she's
in 2 years. So it's. I mean, she's not gonna last forever. And I think, I think it's gonna be a good thing. No, it's not gonna be forced or anything. It'll be like handing over
torch.
No, I don't
think nothing like that.
Yeah,
right,
and if Dave Filoni is a perfect, or Kevin Feige.
I'm down with Dave Filoni because Dave Filoni seems to.
get it.
So heavily,
he gets it.
Dude, he does get it. He's so in the lore. It just
I would love to.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But
you know,
I just don't know if he's a big enough name.
Or if they put it online, I'll apply.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Well, they already use your stuff anyways.
Yeah. Know, right. So
you're stealing anyways. Might as well sit here.
Well, Mervine fuck laden episode of Star Wars.
Wow.
Mervine's in the chat. He wanted to make sure that I got my package. Yes. Sorry, I did. Thank you very much. We got right into Podcasting Dead and then this, but I showed the guys yesterday.
Awesome.
We'll get into that as we hit this in our toy section coming up in just a minute. We got Jake Peterson,
Dave Filoni forever.
Yes.
Dave Filoni forever. Absolutely.
Joe says Denzel plays Denzel in every movie. Nick wants to see Chris
until he
Star
plays
Wars.
Magneto.
Yes. That's been talked about, Nick.
Yeah, I know.
Chris Evans in Star Wars.
See, they all want it. He said it too. So I think so did Hemsworth. But
I'm sure they all. Yeah.
Could they do it?
Yeah, of course.
But I think the only one I would dig on right is Sebastian Stan as Luke, since you see all those photos.
I don't even see that.
I think they're all photoshopped to make it look.
No. I was just going to say that. Did you just see their latest drop for him and Falcon, their TV show?
No.
Yesterday, there's a promo with them talking, Falcon's talking, and then he comes in. I'm sorry, I just see him now. He can spot on play young
Mark
Luke
Hamill
in a show.
See, then I'd be okay with that. Let's do that
look
right
up
after
that trailer
Jedi.
And look at him, and when that's all you see.
Grab him and the kid, get the Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things, and play young Kylo.
Young Ben.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
When is that dropping? The Falcon Winter Soldier. Oh, it is 2020.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, towards the end, I think like probably now, next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they did their.
So I was gonna get all excited about that too.
No, they did their little snippet. All just right. Watch that though. I just saw like, dude, he is a young Luke.
Yeah.
Like he can so do it right now.
Yes, he
but
can.
But I think it has to be right now in order to start shooting those
immediately post.
Yes. Yeah. To start really doing it, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know. RJ Bats 97 said, "Let's get a Crimson Empire TV show." That would be again. That's the something where you have to get into those epic. Series going in and a lot of lore behind that, and I have to bust those out again.
Yeah.
I've had those graphic novels forever.
And it could still work with the current continuity too.
There's
quite a few things they can bring back in right now.
Yeah.
That wouldn't hurt anything.
TJ Javis says he thinks Filoni's already being prepped with it for bigger roles, as Mandalorian's going to be his first test. Mm-hmm. And I did hear that's the first episode.
Yeah,
he has
Filoni.
I think he has the first and last.
Correct, first and
last.
Yeah, he bookends it. Almost everybody has two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it Taika Waititi did not have two? That he only had one?
Yeah, I think just one, and then, of course, he did voiceovers and stuff like that. So.
And then there were other people that did...
There's a list somewhere. Yeah. Mervine also asked, what's the runtime between episodes? I think it's an hour.
Oh,
I
shit.
I think they're an hour long.
I hope they're an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was because we decided it was going to be 8 hours after the season
Correct.
Was done.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to make them 2 hours each, I'd be okay.
I'll go for
mine.
Four. I don't even care. Yeah.
Basically, what
four
we're getting here
episode,
is a four-hour or a four movies is basically what we're getting.
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
and from all the stuff that they've been dropped, those little, like I said, little trailers here with little added footage, everything, every added footage
dude,
just
there,
means so much
dude,
more.
There hasn't been anything
to our talk.
Bad. Another thing I wanted to mention is, nobody has talked bad about The Mandalorian.
No.
Oh,
I can't
there
find
was,
one post.
There was a critic screening for reporters and stuff, and they only got a half an hour. And if you read the comments on those, they said people were, you know, these guys were coming out crying because of nostalgia.
Yes.
And being like,
make
this, it feels Star Wars. It's gritty, but the emotional, like Rogue One, it feels like a Star Wars movie. This isn't just a put together. You know, this is a high budgeted.
Everything that we're seeing, I cannot wait.
Yeah,
and I think most of that stuff is very early on or is very or near the same type of scene. You know, it's not we're not getting spread out a whole lot. I think, and that's what's neat. They're not spoiling anything. Even though they keep showing stuff, I think it's all in the same.
Like I said, all the stuff that they've released,
we'll
I still don't
that,
have a real good grasp on what's going on. All we know is that the Mandalorian is there to just work, and then he gets entangled in something, and then just progresses from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that's awesome.
Are we gonna start the trailer?
What's
that? Get right into the trailer.
Yeah.
The last
we got. We got 10 more minutes before we reset. So let's do that. Let's
do what I saw this last one, and somebody's already mentioned. You know the battle droids I saw. Mm-hmm. There was just so much more in this one.
The super battle droids.
Yes. I was like, holy shit! That was like I noticed them immediately,
and
I had to pause and everything, and I was like. So is that flashback? Is that what we're doing? I think it's flashback.
It looks like it. They had a breakdown of it I saw on Reddit, and it showed basically what it looked like possibly the Mandalorian.
As a child?
Darker skin as a child getting carried out by his parents with the battle droids. So like during the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
You know. And gotcha. they were wearing burgundy outfits,
yes.
I believe, that look similar to what Jango was wearing or Boba was wearing in Kamino, but just burgundy.
Oh, like the
that's a trainee, quick because that's what the trainee clones were wearing too.
Yeah, something
because after they went,
I've seen
they
that
were
before.
Children, they were in blue. Whenever they were adults doing their battle training, they were in burgundy.
Oh yeah.
Mervine said this is interesting. Yeah. On the trailer, we did hear the Mandalorian talk.
Yes.
Yes. And he said confirm not Boba. Is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I know it's confirmed, not Boba. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But like,
Boba's
dead. I don't know about that. I know.
I still don't know. I still don't know.
Oh, he's not dead. They've already kind of. They've seen his.
Watch Boba Fett show up in like the final episode of the Mandalorian
That's
first
mine.
Showdown, and then the Mandalorian just shoots him. He just dies.
Or like it. Oh my god!
It just dies.
Just shoots him. He dies.
Again,
as soon as they mention him, as soon as he shows up, I'm gonna lose my shit.
Oh, they're gonna mention him. Don't mention the Fett.
They have to.
Plan. I'll mention all this stuff. You're gonna get a lot of nods to things in this.
Yeah.
They said that too.
That's great.
This is Mando, and he kicks him in the Sarlacc.
No, it's not gonna happen.
It hurts me even to joke
show.
About it.
Sarlacc was blown up.
I mean,
but there's more Sarlaccs.
Right? Dude, but when they showed him you went the rocket flying back, that was a rocket on his back, even though he was clipped on, like it wasn't functioning. I paused it enough.
Oh,
when he was flying above the TIE fighter, and he catches it.
Obviously, need to watch this thing more.
Yeah. So
I thought it was just his grappling hook,
and he had a rocket on.
Okay.
It like shut down. You could see the white smoke coming off of it.
Yeah. He goes on top of
the
TIE fighter. Just that alone. Just saying that out loud. It's crazy.
That he's on top of a TIE fighter.
Exactly.
I know.
They're gonna get mentions. I already heard. I think we talked about it. Did we hear that piece I heard? Do you want to talk
Go
about
ahead.
It? Oh, you said how they get confused for Boba and IG-88.
Ah.
And
yeah.
IG-11 kind of takes offense to it.
Yeah,
type of
I
thing.
Love that.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of the things.
You know what I saw on one of
that
Disney,
was a rumor. I don't know about
I can't wait for our Disney trip because in Doc Ondar's, everybody kept saying that was IG-88 and all the workers kept saying, oh, no, that's not.
Because he's done.
And now,
he's got the leather
brandoliers. Somebody has asked, so is that IG-11 then?
Yeah.
And they weren't answered. And I was like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah, because
are you
he does
serious?
Have the leather
is that
bandoliers
IG-11 sitting up
on
there?
The IG unit up there.
Remember what we said? Is Batuu going to be visited in any of this?
That'd be cool.
The Black Spire?
That'd be
correct.
Cool.
So in Doc Ondar's.
Well, you already see the Mandalorian's helmet.
Correct.
There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, dude. But there's a full-fledged.
Yeah.
Sitting up there.
I love the fact that it's mimicking Boba and IG-88. You know, it'll be like that whole thing, and everybody's going to make those reference to it.
That's
funny.
Like
to
I told
me.
You,
yeah, me too.
I
hope there is some comedy in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's why I want TT's
funny
and
Western.
Bob,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Now, the big question is IG-88 or IG-11 speaking basic, or is it something else?
Binary.
Yeah.
I would think it's.
I hope it's
basic. Yeah, because of the fact that he's taking. They mentioned he takes offense to something.
Ah.
I would imagine.
Because Nick Nolte's speaking basic in this one.
Which is weird to have an Ugnaught.
How about
Ugnaught?
That Nick Nolte
was cool.
scene? That was great. How do you make an Ugnaught look like Nick Nolte and still differ between
just
the two?
Just the fact that he's a big-ass Ugnaught. Like, you know, we joked about that.
Yeah.
For the initial time when we heard that Nick Nolte's in it, we're like, he's going to play an Ugnaught. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, shit,
he is.
You
know,
like, no makeup needed.
No, at all. Yeah.
He sounds great.
Yeah. when he's going to get interviewed for the first time. So how long did you stay in the makeup chair?
What makeup chair?
What? Yeah.
They put powder on my face and I went out.
Did you say I had to stay in the shower for 3 hours? And then I did my scenes.
Yeah.
That was it.
So I liked it if it is flashbacky and kind of telling up some.
Because that means we'll get Clone Wars. I just realized, you know, just the actual within the Clone Wars, not the movies on TV.
Right.
That's neat.
Right.
Yeah. And we've got some Rebel stuff because that ship was the same one that flies over.
His ship?
On the, what's his name from Rogue One? Gosh dang it. Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, Paul Cullen.
Yes. That's what Saul. I keep wanting to say.
Saul Gerrera.
Thank you. In his episode that was on there, that's that same ship that's flying. It's a droid ship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. That's the one that you see fly over.
Oh, the droid ship.
Yeah, I recognized it right away. The disc-looking one. Yeah. Almost like Enterprise-looking thing.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And Bill Burr is in this movie, or the series, too.
And God help us, we've said the Enterprise now three times after I said that today.
Wow.
So, yeah, fuck.
I don't even know how to say it.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Like, I don't know how to pronounce that.
I had to go back and look at, what's wrong with you? At that, too, because I recognized it immediately.
American history.
Bugging me. And then we found it.
So that's in two trailers, Mandalorian and Rise of Skywalker. We've got a B1 and B2s.
There's a lot of cross references, and now it's like, would you be satisfied if it was just that Easter eggy, or do you really want that big tie-in?
I want this big fan service bullshit. I want it all.
I don't even want it Easter eggy. Like, it's just automatic.
Yeah, you're there. It's not hiding. It's in your face.
Correct. Yeah.
And at this point, I think it's. I'm gonna say it. Ode to all of us for going through all these 42 years.
And we say thank you.
Yeah, and we say thank you. I think we put out a lot, a lot of money into this, and a lot of time.
Look
effort.
How excited we were when the Falcon came on screen for the first time. In
I
a
think
long
it's time
time
to just throw all the fucking
do it
everything at it and let's fucking do this.
Yeah,
and meaning the people that know the other characters and know this stuff, that know the lore. You don't have to know them all, but fuck again, put Thrawn,
it's all
Hondo.
Part of it.
You know, Kira, all these people that can be in it still, can still
it's
be alive.
Part of the world, and we want it all. Like, like Scott says, we want it all and want it now.
And we'll get Wedge. I want to see Riken in it. You know, I want to see, I don't know if that actor's still around, but if he is, for fuck's sake, make sure he's in it.
Yeah.
We deserve all that.
And his hair.
Yes.
We still got a season 2 that has already been pushed without this even done.
Right.
And it's starting shooting now. So, I mean,
amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they do listen to the show. They're like, oh, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and reset IG because we're coming up on an hour, and then we'll get into whatever the chat's up to, and then your toy news. How about that?
Okay, perfect. Okay.
And those on Facebook Live, all two of you can sit back and watch the behind the scenes.
IG, we're resetting you right now, so log back in.
As I walk away.
Yeah, as if.
Potty break. Yeah, I thought I was sitting. I spy with my little high personal Jesus.
Oh, Mando?
No.
It's my... Is it my...
Yes.
Did you reset it? Oh, you reset it?
You won't know for 10 seconds.
Gotcha.
We make no news into...
Exactly. there was not a lot, though. I was going over and over, and I'm like, you know what? There's... Besides, like, the big stuff that we've talked about and
nothing.
There's
major.
Not like there's like little pieces. Like I said, we could take one image and do a whole show on an image. It's not, that's not a problem.
Which we just did.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll probably cut it a little short today. It'd probably be an hour and a half, hour 40.
Yeah, so I feel like.
Which is cool with me. I think those are easier to listen to. Easier to listen back anyway.
Live.
Okay.
Watch what you say about people again, Marco.
Oh. What did I say? Oh, okay.
Do we need to close this yet?
Your call.
I'm good.
I'm either way. Too. I just don't want to have it when having the podcasting death.
Oh, hey, choking?
No, where we froze that night?
Oh, yeah.
Choking again, though, too.
We were recording podcast dead, and he's drinking over there, and he took the big old lung swig, and he goes to
it. Went straight in there, and I couldn't breathe, and they're both just staring at me like, come on, hurry up, and I literally couldn't breathe.
Scott joined from the bathroom.
I'm back. Live from the pisser.
Bounty BMB is in.
Hey, what's up, Justin?
Live from the pisser. Is that what I've been hearing this whole time? Because I could hear when I was talking, I was hearing an echo. But it wasn't where we were.
Chris's head is all, who's making fun of me?
Got any water bottles? Or
no, you just got to get water from the fridge, sorry.
That's okay.
It was my kids' weekend, so when that happens, they don't understand the concept that we have fridge water, and they take 50 water bottles upstairs.
Yeah.
Hate that.
We'll come. We'll start as soon as you get back.
Okay. All right.
Justin Williams said, "What up, Coach?"
Put me in, Coach.
Do you know Justin Williams?
That's why I said, "What's up?" And that's why he said, "What's up?"
Oh.
He was responding to me.
I didn't hear you. You were also talking about it in the podcasting deck because you're our Negan.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
Mervine, no Mike.
No, Justin is I coached him since like fucking maybe 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, Mervine, let's get into your stuff here, guys.
Like family.
Are we going to get into toys?
Yeah.
Yay!
You said you got Wedge, right?
Yeah, I got Wedge, Luke, Jenna, and...
You got a Wedge on pre-order?
Yeah. Wedge and Chewie and all the ones that come out in May.
Is Gordon still on?
Yeah, he's here. I think he's here.
I don't think you should be doing this box. I think you need to pull him out.
Yeah,
shut up.
See the glare. It's too much of a glare.
Yeah, this is not going to work on video.
We'll review all your pops. It really won't work on radio.
Sound is better on Facebook, yeah.
Well, Nick, that's an Apple computer, and I'm using a phone way over there. So, okay, once again,
it's an Apple phone.
To the Patreon so that we can have a Sarlacc computer.
We need to get a Patreon before they can donate to
Isaiah missing Toy Migos.
All
right, let me bring it back in for this.
Let's do it. Bring it back in.
Yeah, we do record a show, guys.
Yes.
What?
Hello, yeah. It's not all about that.
Sorry.
Okay. We're back.
But I'm skinny on the show, though.
Yes,
you are. Ernie.
I'm skinny on
That's
the podcast.
Just nod. Remember, we agreed to just nod when he makes those comments.
A fat Mando was just introduced, so I'm excited as fuck. I can't wait for you to start making my stuff, Marco. You and other Scott are going to have to get on my gear right away.
Yeah. All right, let's check in with the chat real fast and see if there's any questions. Then you guys can get into your toy talk.
Toy.
Because I know you guys scored this weekend or this week.
I've spent way too goddamn much money over the last two or three
You know what? Your
months.
Friend Mike had said that about our wallets, and that's exactly what I'm going to get into.
Yeah.
For being a Hasbro fan right now, oh, my God, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
They need to slow down a little
bit. I can't
bit.
Even coming up with more excuses.
I mean, they're giving us pre-orders for next May, for God's sake, you know?
What's fun is you go through a span where you're like, I want some figures. Where's everything new coming? Now it's just a flood.
Right. And it's awesome. I'm still lucky enough that people still send me stuff that they want to open and stuff like that. You got a figure?
I did. Dario sending me the Mandalorian.
That's what awesome. Up, Dario, awesome. 80s baby. That was very awesome.
Hell yeah.
So
whoever sends me anything,
Scott, let's let's get into it.
Well,
check
in with the chat, see if there's
okay.
And then no, there is.
Mervine says, send me the Patreon link. See, we need to get the Patreon going so we can get a yes.
I'll just send you my PayPal.
Just
it's Fallen Fed on OnlyFans. The
Mandosonly.com.
Who knows what OnlyFans is?
I don't know.
OnlyFans is what all those chicks use.
Oh,
F-A-N-Z.
Gotcha. I was like,
I was unaware of that, so
yeah.
Thanks for educating me.
I follow a lot of people on my stuff who follow me.
Uh-huh. I watch people on Plenty of Fish, on Match.
I can't help what they do in their personal lives. I just follow them back as a courtesy.
Okay. Frankenstein wants to know, how's the carbonized Mando looking all open? I don't
know. We're about to find out. Let's grab it.
You need to calm the fuck down right now.
Where is it?
I need to check my boxes. I know he has a bad box for me, but I need to make sure that we're good.
It would look awesome.
It would look
if
awesome.
It was open.
Gordon says, Ernie, thanks so much for the clone Kenobi.
You're welcome.
You want to show everybody the clone Kenobi?
Okay, so that's one that we got, guys. We got a bear. Marco, how do you love this figure?
Very, very much that I opened it.
It is.
And also, like,
I opened one too.
I want to get another one, take that head off, and put it on the episode 3.
Because this head is
Kenobi, because
beautiful.
That one sucks. And that one's like, it's got blush. Look at his cheeks.
I know.
I mean,
it looks human. It's crazy good.
It's really good. They've really.
This is at Walgreens right now. You guys should be able to find it.
Yeah.
Sculpt is amazing. I want old boy cuts to come back out.
You just dented your box. Just open it.
I'm going to open it. Not right now. I need to go through and pick the bad box.
Well, that's it.
You just
squished it.
No, it's not. Look at
it. Look at the corner.
It has a dented corner up there. It's
we've got requests for you to open it live.
Oh, my God. See? People are like, open that fucking Kenobi.
So we got Kenobi.
Open it.
OB and a pussy.
I got to check it.
It's all fucked up.
All right, fucking Chris, open it.
Sweet.
Whoa.
Okay, so we're going to open up that because the fans asked for it. Don't fuck it all up. Just open it.
I'm going to open it nicely.
Okay, so we got that at your Best Buy.
Yes. Yeah,
from IG-11. The Mandalorian, IG-11.
You know what? I'm going to step over there so we can hold it up against the camera a little bit.
Are we doing a QVC?
You can use that mic.
Oh, bad. Are we doing QVC episode?
QVC.
Are we doing the Mariah Carey where she loses her shit? Can we do that one? So here's the mic. There you go.
Thank you.
All right, Scott.
Those are the stand.
Scott Solo. Yeah.
So here we go. We've got IG-11.
No. Some of them
Oh, no. Just Luke and him right now.
I can't
Luke
tell what's on the Instagram. No.
Exclusive.
I can't see.
You got to wait. There's too much of a pause.
Too much of a pause.
So that is the Best Buy.
Yeah.
We did the Walgreens Obi-Wan. Here you go. from Mervine, hooking it up. Thank you, Mervine.
I still haven't seen this one.
The Target exclusive C-3PO that is still not out yet.
With Babu
I'm just
Frick.
Seeing all this shit.
But we got him. So if you hold him into the cold, I threw him in the freezer, yeah? His eyes turn red.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do it.
So that's the option. I did.
Throw
it
him into
took
the
like
freezer.
A minute. Yeah. That was a picture I sent you guys.
Oh, is that what that was? I was if you did it with the...
No, I threw him in the freezer.
Checking the Instagrams. Don't know if it's actually shown up on the Instagrams.
We're almost there.
That was funny.
It sucks trying to open them, huh?
It did.
I don't know how they do it.
I didn't realize we had both fucking mics right here open.
Dude, oh my God, yes. It's so loud
right
now.
Sorry, podcast.
Yeah, sorry about that, listeners. But it sucks opening up the toys. I still know how to do it, right? Like, you heard Chris just take over the show here.
Yeah.
That's all you heard.
Right.
I still have a problem with these guys' feet. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Their feet suck.
They're
well,
a little bit
as he mentioned, Obi-Wan comes with a stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the stand's great. You can put him in any position you want. It's awesome. So
Mervine, thank you for that. And he also sent Wedge Antilles. So the new wave is out.
Yep.
And here's Wedge. This can be found at...
This evening at Target.
And Walmart.
And Walmart.
Gordon, you need a Wedge, right? Why don't you hit me up? I'm going to steal Scott's tonight.
You are not stealing mine. There we go. Hey, there's a lot of glare happening with that light right there.
Here's your open Kenobi.
Okay, so you could show that. It's a beautiful head sculpt. We're going to have to show this. So thanks, guys, for him opening up my Obi-Wan. I appreciate that shit.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
So much.
One down.
Well, your box is all mangled, dude, just to be straight.
That's mine. Don't
complain. Okay, so no, I didn't bring mine up.
You won't regret it, Ernie. It's a really good figure.
Bounty Hunter. Yes, Gordon, I'm serious. Okay, so those were the exclusives we went to. So real quick, guys, that was Walgreens Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Best Buy IG-11, available now.
Mm-hmm.
Chris says the 14th. Correct. It's supposed to be 3PO.
15th is 3PO.
15. That's Target.
I need the sound effects.
That's Target. That face sculpt right now, guys. Scott Solo is showing on our Instagram Live and our Facebook Live the figures that we're getting into right now, and he's just beautiful. Obi-Wan, it's such
a
great figure.
The figure, whatever.
Scott, you are too.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Marco said, he wants to get another one.
Yeah.
Just to throw it on the old Obi-Wan.
Switch the heads because
it makes it look like crap now.
It does. Yeah. The other one,
really
bad. They're like dollar store.
Right. Yeah.
Tijuana
version. We got a bootleg.
Awful. Yeah. Yeah.
What do we got next?
Dude, I need this one. He scored. You scored the whole wave.
I did.
This is Cara from The Mandalorian. Very nice figure with her Rebel Alliance tattoo on the face.
That's awesome.
On her cheek.
That's great. I definitely need that
one. Yeah, that's pretty rad. I can't wait to get that backstory right there.
Exactly.
I thought you couldn't wait to get the tattoo on your face.
No, the teardrop
Rebel Alliance.
No, it would be an Imperial symbol.
We know you can get it, though.
Oh, yeah. Nick, you need to calm the fuck down. Nick keeps saying, open all of them.
I know.
You back off, sir.
We spoiled
him. Okay, and then next up.
Oh, just a 3PO so we can see the back of his head.
Episode. I need another one first.
Okay.
That's why.
But
we got Janna from episode 9. It says on there her last name is Calrissian.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's kind of wild they put that out that early.
From an oceanic moon, Janna leads a band of warriors ready to charge against the forces of the First Order.
We talked about all the biomes and per moon, right? Like, that's the Endor issue. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
The what? That's why it says moon?
The forest moon of Endor.
It's
the oceanic
moon of Endor.
As the other planet that they're on? Okay.
That's where she's from.
That's where the Death Star is.
Oh, yeah, right,
yes.
right.
Fragments of the
Death
Star. Yeah. After they stop on the forest moon to meet Chief Wicket, they would jump over.
Correct.
Well, you know, Rey's training on Endor, forest moon of Endor. And
there you go.
And then I think I saved the best one for last.
But then
only
they had a place to stay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Coming in at number 100.
Number 100
is
ceremony
Luke Skywalker.
Read the back on that one. I'm
very
I'm curious.
Nice.
Luke Skywalker wins the Battle of Yavin and then dies alone on an ocean planet. Just sad.
Just a sad face on the back.
Yeah, it's just a big.
He became
sad
one
face.
With the Force. He didn't die.
He died, fucking with his nephew.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, so also getting into that, same Luke is out right now with extra accessories.
Hasbro Pulse has the convention
the pre-order,
exclusive.
But he is also at GameStop right now.
Okay.
So either you wait
for $30
for Hasbro,
right?
Or you go to GameStop and try and find them.
Right. I think I do want the accessories.
My Hasbro
with
one
the...
already shipped, so it should be here in the next couple of days.
Nice.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
So that's what we got for figures. Yes, I still open them up, especially if somebody sends me a figure, I open it up. Somebody anonymously sent me a figure from the last Toy Migos episode, the Dire Wolf. So I open that up.
Available.
Speaking of more gifts from other people, Scott Solo also got us all a gift. Let us know if you guys are interested in it. And he'll show it on the camera right now. And for our listeners, what he's showing is a Sarlacc Digest podcast sticker.
Yep.
In the
designed by our man Marco.
Oh, yes, to put on our cars.
Yes.
I thought that was
and
awesome.
They might even be available later.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll have to talk about to get the logistics done on that. So swag coming.
If you're interested, please just let us know and we'll figure out a way to make it work.
It did become QVC.
It did.
Quickly. Oh, right there.
Yeah, we're right there.
Do I need to freak out like Mariah Carey?
There we go.
Wow.
When we that was twice. They both mentioned it. What the fuck happened with Mariah Carey? Do you have any idea?
No.
Oh, dude, she flipped out on a QVC episode. It was great.
I'm like, you have an addiction.
Yeah.
You really, like, you watched QVC too? YouTube. Do they have exclusive figures?
I used to order everything on
QVC. Jesus Christ.
Me there, buddy.
When we go to Black Spire, Batu, when we visit on December 8th.
December 8th, I'm hoping.
Inside Oga's Cantina, I am going to get that tattooed across my stomach. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
All right.
You guys got
to
show up.
So you're not going
to
wear a shirt in Oga's Cantina.
No, I'm going to.
How do you think Oga would feel about that?
She'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to rip my sleeves before we walk in. I'm going to wear it that way.
Oh, we didn't talk about the other book, the one, Black Spire.
Oh, Black Spire was really good, too.
Black Spire was really good.
Yeah.
Surprisingly good. As I derail everything.
That's fine. I mean,
I'm only one beer in, and I'm derailing everything. I don't understand.
That stand works really well.
Yeah, it's fallen over 3 times.
No, I pushed it in, locked it in, and it works really good.
Yeah. But, yeah, December 8th, our Batuu trip. We've already booked our airline tickets, our Star Cruiser tickets.
Star
Speeder 3000. We're going. Please, if anybody's planning on going, hit us up.
We got Ernie and his wife, Mike and his wife, Joey and his wife, Scott and his wife. And Chris and Marco.
It's a romantic getaway.
And oh my God, I wish sometimes you guys were a part of our chat because of the shirts that Chris wants to wear.
We're going to be matchy-matchy.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, we're like single riders.
No.
No. I'm here with him.
We're not single. We haven't.
Did you see the shirts?
We're very liberal over here in Starlight Digest.
Yes, Marty Who, we will be there too. We're doing it all. Some of our guys are only able, this is their trip. We can't wait for it. I was excited today because another toy guy who I follow was actually at the Florida one. And he was so enthralled by it all today. He just kept posting and posting. And I was like right there with him. Yeah. Like just right. Right. As he came around the corner and saw the Falcon and he started crying. Then there was like 50 pictures of the Falcon.
Yeah.
And then he went inside Oga's Cantina. So, Marty asked, you know, are we making sabers? And
we are making sabers.
We're doing that. We're also going to Oga's Cantina.
Yeah.
We're working it.
We're getting
tattoos.
We're going
to be there all day.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're going to be there all day.
Disneyland, I told my wife, Disneyland no longer exists.
No,
it is just Batu.
I bought a season pass for Disneyland.
Jake, you can never cross the streams, so you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, it stings.
Yeah. But,
it takes practice.
It takes
So that is, I just wanted to let everybody know that's December 8th again. If you can join us, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Hit us up and let us know so that, you know, we're going to basically be there all day.
Yeah.
And if we're not there, that's mean because we went and jumped
Star Tours.
Star Tours and Space Mountain and went and checked out, what's that place called?
You're talking about the launch bay?
Thank you, launch bay.
Yeah.
We're going to try to be Jedi and go up against Vader.
And then back, yeah.
Will they let us on there?
Yeah.
Cool.
we should all sit down in the front row. And raise
crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
Totally.
Let's do it.
Totally.
So awesome. So that's December 8th. I can't wait. I can't just wait to see your guys' faces.
There's also the Path of the Jedi movie that they play at the Captain EO Theater. Mm-hmm.
Is that back on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to wear a Jedi robe?
Dude, do you know, I honestly speaking,
there's
a yes
and no.
Yeah.
Because it's December. It might be cold. If it's cold,
it'll be cold.
I'll wear it.
You got to buy it there, though. You got to get there.
If not, I can't wear mine. Refuse you at the door.
Yeah.
Oh, then no. Never mind. I already have one.
So, I actually looked for Captain EO's ship in that whole thing of ships.
Please do it.
How awesome would be that?
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be.
I didn't see it there, but that's still.
Well, that's just the one shot. We need a wider shot.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Because that was done by Lucas and everybody, too.
It's only on the IMAX version.
We'll have E.T.'s saucer. We'll have
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I thought that too, because he's already canon.
Yeah, exactly.
So why not have his ship?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
And you know
that
would
be
I awesome. Exactly went there. If E.T. is canon, why can't we make Captain EO canon? Like, seriously.
Are you going to hate me that I don't? I know what Captain EO is,
yeah.
But I never gave a damn, and I never saw it.
I did much in the 80s.
Lucas,
yeah,
so.
In the 80s, I was all about it.
I did.
I forget a lot of it now, but.
Wasn't it Lucas and Francis Ford Coppola?
Uh-huh, and. Yeah.
And Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson. And Angelica Houston.
Yep.
And it was very Star Wars-y.
Yeah.
He was a captain. There was a 3D holograph of him calling. He had animals and characters. One was Hooter. He was the best one. It's just the best to hear
obviously.
Michael Jackson scream, Hooter! Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. Hooter's the best name since
Angelica
Cooter.
Houston, who
was the evil. Correct.
That was really the name on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was
going to Cooter's.
I'm telling you, dude. Like, if they just showed the ship, I would be so fucking giddy. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Captain EO was canon in the Star Wars universe. Like, because what he was doing was like Jedi powers, basically. You know, his inner down.
I want to see it again. Like, I really want to experience that again. I know they had it for a while, but anyway.
And it, just because it was Lucas, the creatures are very Star Wars-y. I mean, that Hooter character.
I will
looks,
give you that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Everything that was done. I mean, it's not far-fetched for me saying it.
Yeah.
And that would be awesome. But Disney, we will be there all day, December 8th.
We just lost all of our listeners with the Michael Jackson talk. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah, down at 2. That sucks.
Yeah.
And it's you two.
Pop deserves. Look at everybody's agreeing with me. That's
absolutely
awesome. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
I love MJ. King of Pop, that ship needs to be in there. He deserves an Easter egg. Yeah.
Oh, it's
nice.
It's Bounty Hunter B&B. She's the only one agreeing with you.
No, she's not.
Cool. No, Gordon
cool.
did say that.
Mervin keeps that's saying funny. Mike's not going to be there because of work. Like he's just
no,
like,
dude.
He's insisting.
Okay, but he's made reservations, so that costs.
You can cancel them up to 24 hours in advance.
Don't tell him that.
Right? Yeah. Cut that part
sorry.
Out.
Sorry.
Mike has assured us that he's going, but hey.
Yeah.
Not until you see a body. It
I hope
exists,
so. That
right?
It's all of us. One because
he pinky swore, dude. If swear to God,
he
it's
did.
Six,
he did.
Pinky
it's
six swear. Inside the Falcon.
Yes.
That. Gotta be us.
He said it stinks inside the Falcon.
No, there's six of us.
Six
oh, God. I'm like, that's
six.
Cool.
On our
stinks
fifth
inside the
ride
Falcon.
Through,
that's neat.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, at least three, so all of us can experience pilot at least.
Is L3 in there?
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume it's like exactly.
Behind
I don't know.
You,
if
I need
behind.
To look.
Did anybody
behind.
Ever pay attention? Nobody got a selfie
no,
with L3?
You walk in and it's just so overwhelming.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Oh, dibs. I get
a
selfie with L3.
Waiting in the line once you're in it.
Oh yeah!
You look
the back chairs are the back chairs of the Falcon.
Yeah,
and then they have four. Yeah, well, you'll see.
Yeah,
yes,
and you're gonna love it.
I've seen it in my mind for 42 years.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, it's true, very true. Cool.
Nice. So that was our toy update.
That was like a Christmas morning almost.
It was because it was cool that he scored them all because we had them here in hand and just then going over it.
I got home tonight. Michael Horlings gives me sends me a message on Messenger. He says, go to Target now. I'm like, why? Sends me a picture. I'm like, I'm driving.
Yeah. Stand in front before
I'm
you get
driving.
Beat up.
Yeah, I know,
I
right?
need Kara. Who's ever still watching, I just need Kara so she can go with IG-11 and The Mandalorian.
Asking for free toys.
No.
No?
He's got PayPal at the ready.
Right.
He
does.
Yeah.
So, all my followers.
Blackspire. What were you going to say about Blackspire?
It's just how... Okay, so the
bring
the
it right
book,
back in. Yeah, real name, Chris.
The novel Black Spire. It starts off as your basic Star Wars adventure. It's post The Last Jedi. Leia sending out Vimarati to go do to Batuu to search out a new base for them.
And Vimarati is from the Phasma book.
Yes,
already, and obviously everybody sees her at Black Spire
walking
right.
around all the time.
Yep.
So you go to Black Spire, and at first, like that whole first chapter where they're in the Black Spire, it is an advertisement for Disneyland.
Agreed.
I mean, down to advertising the Fizzy Tauntaun and the Ronto
really?
Wraps. Oh, it's blatant product placement.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, that way they had to do it to get out of the way. So.
They do, but it was almost to the point where I'm about to hit skip and
I
go to
you.
The next chapter, and then finally it wraps up, gets back into the story, and the story is badass.
It really is.
It's a direct sequel
yes.
to Phasma.
Yeah.
And that's what you don't realize
oh, wow.
going in. All of a sudden, you've got Vi and Cardinal.
Absolutely. You know, and you guys should all read it before we go together. That way, whenever Vi's in front of us, we can start asking her about how she feels about Arch-X. And
I would. Do you think she'll know?
They have to. With that book?
Yeah.
They have to.
Oh, my
God. Delilah Dawson's always over there with and posing with all the Vi's and everything. They have to know.
All right.
They're supposed to know.
Yeah. They're supposed to know everything.
Right, because they know about Thrawn, and I don't think I'm going to go in there and ask about the blaster bolt and get all that.
Right.
Like, you answered. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. That's going
to
be cool.
Yeah. Do you have it on audio so I can listen to it at work?
Like, the book?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, read it. Black Spire by Delilah Dawson. I'm on a podcast. I can't speak.
just
mute me.
It's really good, and we're looking for a new bass, basically, and they went to Batuu.
Batuu to do
that,
yeah.
Which, I guess my gripe on that was, and I've made this gripe a couple times, is if this is the most Outer Rim... fucking out of the way, wild space. Fucking,
why is everybody there?
Why the fuck is everybody keep going there?
Yeah.
You know, nobody ever comes through this. Like, even in the Thrawn books, they said nobody comes around here. Bullshit.
This must be a rare
everybody
day.
Shows up here. Yeah. Why would you possibly have the First Order and the... It's like, no.
There's some pretty brutal torture scenes in it, though. I mean, like,
no, it's good.
Gnarly torture scenes.
It's
yeah.
good. The nitpicks are nitpicks.
It's
actually a really good... And the Vi Arch-X dynamic is really good.
And the new guy, what's his name? Zane or something like that.
Yeah.
I forget what the hell is.
Yeah, Billy.
Zane. Billy. Zane.
There's just too many fucking names anymore.
There really
I can't
is.
Handle it.
I know
that dude is over
many.
The top.
The creature, though, that huge creature that I've been telling you guys about, you said was in the book.
They mentioned it. Yes,
they mentioned it.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm gonna make you guys hear that.
Oh, I heard it.
You did?
I did.
It's
I was
awesome,
there
huh?
on purpose, sitting there for 5 minutes until
and you
the
heard
bushes.
The
oh, it's, yeah.
Within the crunching.
I need to see this thing or hear this.
It's good.
So, have you guys yet seen the commercial for Rise of the Resistance?
I have not seen the commercial.
No,
yeah,
fan.
I know there was a
I almost did not want to because I've read the synopsis on the Bride thing, right? And that is unbelievable.
The
to even know what they want to do.
The commercial proves some of it.
Really?
And I'm sitting here going, okay, how the hell?
That's what a lot
how
of
the hell
say.
Did they make this work?
No, I didn't even see it. I didn't do a look.
There's some pictures at night now on Batuu, right, of them taking pictures where the speeders are and and some light, you know, lighting effects in the back. I guess they've been testing out here and what is going on out there. So, and it looks epic. Like, it's actually farther than it seems because of the rock formations, how they do things. It's like a real, I mean, I can't, like,
it's,
this is...
It's epic.
It sucks that we have to wait till the 20th of January, but
yeah,
that's all right. That's fine.
But the scene, the whole Kylo Ren with the lightsaber thing, it shows
well,
it.
They've been
in
posting
the
on Instagram all day the green screen effects that Daisy Ridley did, Kylo Ren, you know, Adam Driver Dale did for the ride itself.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It is. And if what they're saying is true, that they've actually made it to where the laser bolts are actually flying through the air.
It's 3D without 3D glasses.
Yeah.
So there you go. Oh, how?
How?
And it's, you know.
Yeah.
Because we all live in a simulation. And Disney's taking over, so that, they can just show
and
it.
And I'm cool with it. Like, I am really cool with
it.
I am.
Yeah. Tell them it's a ride. Yeah. That's it.
Put it in episode 4 and just let them go.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's just like there's a standing of, what is it, 50? Stormtroopers there, and then some are live, others around.
Some are animatronics too. There's animatronic stuff going on.
There that are animatronic, and then there's some live that are just running
freaking
around, walking
crazy.
Around.
Yeah.
And with the blend, you can't tell.
Yeah.
Like what's going on?
The commercial also shows Vi on screen as a hologram recruiting people to the Resistance. So, and it looks like the same actress that's walking around Disneyland. So it's
wow.
Well, there's 4 different actresses walking around Disneyland, but yeah.
Did I play her?
Really?
Yeah, she takes pictures of all of them. Like she's had
there's
maybe 3 at least.
More than one.
She's had a picture.
Yeah, definitely more.
She's
than
had
one.
A picture of 3 or 4 of them. I forgot.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like Ray's, there's like a few different Ray's.
One is
one
really,
yes,
really
they're all gorgeous.
One
first off,
like,
they're all
convincing.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, no, there's one that I don't like, and I'm just saying because it's
this guy? Yeah, 50.
She doesn't. It really throws you off. It looks like somebody was walking around in cosplay.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
but there are
I'm
some
saying.
That have like the jaws. I mean, it's like
the other ones are like
the doppelganger. Right
holy
there.
Crap! Is that Daisy really?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah.
Just as like,
she should make an appearance one time. I'm just real good at this.
Well, because you know what's his name does that in Pirates still to this day. Sometimes.
Yep.
Johnny Depp.
Yep.
He'll not only because he hasn't even showed up. The ride was for like promotional stuff, but he has showed up and taken pictures with people.
So that means we have to be there every single day.
Yeah.
Sorry.
In case.
Sorry, sweetie, if you're watching. I'm moving to Batu.
Yeah. And so I've seen one walk by before, and I even told Corinne, I was like,
"Yeah,
do you think? No, because there is one that's really
spot
good.
On.
Yeah. Even her talking.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wait to see her to go to kids, and she talked, she's down, and I'm like, holy crap, is it? come on. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to finally get the fuck over there.
Hell yeah, dude.
So.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited to go again because there's still stuff I want to see.
Guy. I'm excited for me. I want to go back. What the hell?
Exactly.
Dude, I can't wait because I haven't been with you guys.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm waiting just to see what you guys have to say. And I can't wait to see Chris, Joey, and Mike's faces of just everything that's going to happen. Just like, what the hell?
Yeah. Gordon asks,
and then
what
as
about
I explain
Hayden
to Mike,
out of Batu,
as you explain everything,
I explain, Mike, this is where.
Okay, that's a good point. Gordon just brought out. So, what about Hayden being there and them deleting it right away?
Hey, I was there when he was there.
Yes, you
I
were.
I didn't get to see him, though,
and then
but...
hours after, they had to put it up because I'm sorry, 1 second is all it takes.
Yeah.
It
does, yeah.
Just as you guys asked, I showed you the pictures.
Oh yeah,
and you can't you can't remove something off the internet.
No,
you're really
done.
Can't. So,
and the one with him and the kid with the lightsaber.
I mean, oh my god!
Like,
that's
take it away
well, it's his 5 year. It's his daughter.
That's his daughter.
Oh, it his daughter?
His 5 year old daughter.
But it's
daughter,
still great.
Yeah, it is. Because at first, until you know that,
yeah.
it's like, oh, sweet, he's killing younglings.
Yeah,
but
that's been my favorite. Is just a run after it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's is it coincidence that he was there, or you're bringing in more into it, like. There's reasons
why
he did
those else.
Promo because there are promo shots. Is
it
just,
dude, with them deleting it immediately and trying to hide it and then just bringing it
why
out,
would
like,
they delete
oh,
that, though? Because it could be just a celebrity visiting Batu.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
really. That's Darth Vader. At
I know.
But,
but
I mean, shouldn't all the Star Wars people, when they're in town, stop by Batu?
Yeah, I mean.
Really.
They should.
But why delete it, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, that makes it look silly. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where I'm getting into it more. And then not only that, for hours later to say, oh, yeah, he was. Here you go. There was a complication. You fucking liars.
Right.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. I'm probably I probably bumped into him, didn't even know.
Correct. Because he does look different.
Muggles.
The very first two pictures I scrolled by. The very first two pictures I scrolled by, I was like, who's this?
The random dude?
Exactly.
And why are they making a big deal of it?
Yeah. And then when I read it, I was like, oh shit, it is him.
Do you guys even watch Attack of the Clones? Come on.
Yeah. You recognized him from the first shot?
Oh yeah. But I've watched a lot of stuff. Yeah. You know, you see his picture all the time. I knew what he looked like now.
Yeah.
So it was,
but it's like Marco's saying, though, I've been there. It is different.
Yeah.
I've had to ask when I see celebrities with a plaid or something, like, who?
Oh, yeah.
And,
nah,
you know, as they
him.
Tell you,
yeah.
and it kind of like it's weird. It molds you. Oh,
right,
it is.
Yeah, yeah. Squint your eyes.
They look like that.
Judge Reinhold looked just like Judge Reinhold. Just so you're aware.
There
just,
are some that is.
He did.
Kelly Ripa is 3 feet tall.
She's a hobbit.
I swear to God. I was like what is everybody staring at? And as I finally got to the front, holy shit, you're a fucking Tinkerbell. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Michael C. Hall comes to about my shoulder.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah. My favorite still, who I want to see in Batu, and I haven't seen any pictures, and I used to run into him all the time, like we would wave to each other, Seth Green. How?
Nice.
If you're listening, he probably listens to the show.
I'm sure.
Meet us there at the age. Definitely.
Meet us there at the age.
I used to bump into him at Comic-Con all the time.
Yeah.
And he would not take a picture with you or sign autographs.
I used to talk to him because I stopped him at Disneyland, and we talked for like 30 minutes about Robot Chicken.
Did he? Yeah.
And he stopped me. At first, he was like, oh, hey.
yeah.
And he said, nice hat. I used to wear the Rebel Alliance logo I had made. And then he said, nice hat. And I said, oh, okay, thanks. And I said, hey, I love Robot Chicken. It's going to go good. Hey, come here. Yeah. And we literally bullshitted for about 20 minutes.
Nice.
Security was moving me with him.
Nice.
And then after that, I seen him like the next week that I was there. Then I happened to see him at Comic-Con. Not until my second year at a Comic-Con has seen him, I got choked up against the wall. Because I was like, oh, hey, what's up, Seth? You know, like going to go say hi, like, hey, what's
He's
up,
off.
Dude? And he did. He choked me and... He told the dude no, and he's like, dude, I'm so sorry, but everybody's going to come and everything. I'm, okay. Like, that's when I kind of lost touch.
At least he didn't grab you by the
East
balls.
Platform.
I'm surprised he can.
Dude, it was bad. And I was like, God,
that's
damn.
A room of Star Wars
that's
nerds
San Diego.
Right there. Got
that's
that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
San Diego security.
Yeah, the only one worse than that was a Lou Ferrigno saying, "Stop taking my picture." To
oh,
everybody.
Man.
No, he was cussing people out.
Oh,
I didn't like
man.
Him for that.
You and deaf people really don't get
yeah,
along.
Really. It's like
he is sitting there and some kid walked by with his flip phone and take a picture and he just went off cussing at him and wanted to smash his phone and you owe me $20 now. And
well, Hulk is angry.
Yeah, angry man.
The dude would just walk by and took a picture. He lost
well,
his
wants,
shit.
He See, wants $20 for those pictures.
That's the problem yeah. with Marvel. Everybody in Star Wars is so nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So nice.
Bunch of assholes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hayden probably could have got a. You could have probably got a picture with Hayden all day.
Like I'm saying, I'm pretty sure I bumped into somebody that resembled him. And
yeah,
it was a white guy with blondish gray hair. It could have been.
There's a lot of them
yeah.
there.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And I was bumped.
But how does that not
doesn't look a thing like Sebastian Shaw?
No, I think he's in it. No. I still think there's going to be some kind of force ghost, you know, if not council uh-huh. in some way.
Yeah.
At the very end, the last
support,
shot will be.
Or them, yes, all of the Jedi, yeah, the yeah, thousand yeah. generation of Jedi kind of being there, or at least the most recent, you know.
Yes, absolutely. If that's our final shot, or one of the final shots before the 30-year advance in R2 and all that stuff, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool. And I always say Anakin has to be in this film.
Oh yeah.
Somehow, some way. If it's not Rey reincarnate, then yeah.
They're talking about my deaf talk.
I know.
Sorry.
I saw it.
Yeah, it's
so inappropriate.
Yeah, it's bad. We're
Do
all
more.
Going to hell yeah, from here.
I'm just speaking truth, though. I'm not making fun of them. I'm speaking truth. I'm no, sorry.
I'm just saying that you have more run-ins that. With the hearing impaired.
I do,
than
actually.
Normal people.
I do. I do, actually.
I'm just trying to.
Maybe I'm looking for them because two deaf people fighting is the best thing to me.
I'm, oh, no, don't do it.
Don't, no, but don't do that's, it. That's what I'm saying,
Let's
though.
See. Mark the time.
Yeah, I bet when they get into a trash talking match, it's
now,
amazing.
Well, got, dude,
it,
I see all kinds of Disneyland. And so when you see that,
Move
it's
along.
Like,
we're never getting that endorsement from Disney.
Yeah.
It's never happening.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to put that explicit lyrics back on our podcast.
Yeah, I only say it fuck like eight times, so it's okay now. But,
I'm not, I'm
I
love not it. Doing it bad.
No, I know
I'm
you're
doing
not.
Doing it for reals. It's funny.
So how much did you guys get into last time about 3PO going...
We got into it. We got into it a lot, actually.
Yeah.
There was some discussion about him going nuts on our group, or just like my thing was maybe he was going nuts for the group.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like his
he's
last,
sacrificing something.
Yeah, his last protocol mission was like I'm gonna look at you one last time, and then just red eyes and goes plays
Ape
of glory.
Because that's what happens is when because I just went through Last Shot. Right before this book came out, I wanted
right.
something to do. And all the droids, when they were controlled or reprogrammed and they had one mission to do and it could be kill or whatever,
right?
Right. Their eyes were glowing red, and that's how you knew they were there. You know,
right, right.
The calf droid and...
Well, wasn't
you
that
know.
Also in Rebels, those ones that were being turned as well, too, inside that
yeah,
room?
I believe so, yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
they were red eyes
mm-hmm.
and...
Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those...
like a given.
Yeah, I mean, not that we couldn't figure that out without having that background,
right.
but there is background to it, so...
Right.
Something's about to happen. He's not going to be happy, and it's going to be...
Yeah.
That is a
else.
Moment, which I don't think it's a trick moment in the trailer when 3PO is telling us. It's not a pull on our heartstrings, like a lot of people are saying. Oh, that's just a moment for the tearjerker moment. I think that is a...
That's the we're home...
That yeah, is the yeah, and I think it is the pivotal moment for 3PO,
yeah.
Either to like I said, do something for this overall mission that he's on his way, and then like Lando and Chewie are on their way, and then Rey and Kylo, like you know, we mentioned them joining forces to defeat the Emperor. It's still not a redemption story for Kylo because his ulterior motives could be different. I need to beat the Emperor to become the Emperor, but I need Rey to do it. Why does he need Rey? Why is he pushing it in The Last Jedi? Why is he doing that? Why is he why can't he just go out alone? Why does he push for Rey's union?
Because he has to have her. It probably makes him stronger.
Yeah, but
he probably
for
feels
a reason,
stronger with
I,
her around.
And I think Kylo knows the Emperor is around.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he needs Rey to defeat him.
Yeah, I kind of I'm of the opinion that Kylo is trying to bring back the Sith.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And Snoke may have said there is no more, but Kylo, even after his speech about letting the past die, his past
Burning
isn't
it.
Sith.
Yeah.
His past is Snoke. You know, so
his past is, that's a good point too. Snoke,
he doesn't have to abide by the rule of two.
No, he doesn't.
He can start new.
This is all brand new. And the, and the Sith Empire, if he wants to bring it back, didn't have that. So, Snoke in this. Now, if they left it alone and now we got this revitalized Emperor or how he comes back and they never touched on Snoke, that's a miss, right? I mean,
Okay. They have to explain why Snoke was there.
Could that just be taken care of in dialogue in your head? Like, could the Emperor say, you know, Snoke was my tool and I did this? And that could be okay with as far as plugging
it. That's all I need. The rest of it can be done in comics and books.
I was talking to somebody and they're like, no, we have to have like visions of it. I go, no, I think I just need like one line or two lines from the Emperor himself saying Snoke did his job, or Snoke, I put Snoke there to do this, or my other theory was Snoke got in the way and due to his death made way for the Emperor to come through. Like upon Snoke's death, which Kylo did, that made way for the energy of the Emperor or whatever to
come to life. It only takes a couple of lines.
Yeah, it doesn't need a backstory.
I mean, it was only a couple of lines from Snoke to say, "Of I brought your guys' minds together."
Right.
Oh, okay. I mean, we don't believe that, but
yeah,
everything can be done with one line.
Yeah.
And he can't, if anything, even if he says Snoke played his role just like he
was
supposed to.
That's what I'm saying.
To.
In dialogue.
That's it.
Within the dialogue.
I'd be okay with that.
None. Yeah. Yeah.
Because we could take that and run with it, right? We could take that and go, oh, my God. All this and just come up with our own backstory. It doesn't have to be spelled out every, you know, second. Yeah. I just had a discussion with somebody.
It's funny because insisted
they needed that.
Well, you know what? Okay.
Fans
check this out.
Need that.
Holy shit. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Let me get this here.
Exclusive.
Okay. Somehow I'm thinking that. Hold on. I want to go back into clones. I want to go back into clone stuff. Okay. This Emperor. I just thought, what if he didn't survive? What if he made a clone of himself years ago in the Clone Wars, and this is Palpatine, and he was aged like he would have. That's why he's still old. He's old right now.
So the one that was killed by Vader was a clone.
Was the clone.
Was the clone, or it wasn't the clone. Either way, it's Palpatine with powers and knows everything that he knows. That's why when he was doing the Sidious and Palpatine routine, it was so easy for him because there was two of them.
Ha.
Right, there was always two of them, kind of like the Prestige shit.
Right.
If you've seen the Prestige
mm.
and the two brothers and how they worked everything out and did tricks
love
and made shit happen.
Palpatine was a
I love that movie.
It's one of my top movies. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that
movie. I'm sorry, it was just...
I'm saying, like, that's a whole nother... and you know, like, the
And maybe he was stuck in whatever, but he used Snoke as a vessel to keep his mind working, as to keep control, because something was wrong, and now that Snoke's out of the way and the vessel's gone, and he was controlling Snoke, or even mind-controlling Snoke, right, the whole time. And maybe that's why he walks funny, because you know what? He does walk fucked up, and they made a point in the Thrawn book, when Anakin controls a dead body, how hard it is to make it look natural, right?
Yeah.
So the Emperor controlling him... remotely, and then
so Snoke has been dead, and that's
him.
Been
no controlled by the Emperor.
Controlled by the Emperor, because the Emperor's body wasn't strong enough
to fully control.
And
him.
Then,
right,
and then think about if he's controlling Snoke, which is controlling Kylo, his you know turn the saber killing. You know he's actually depicting his own death,
and he knows it's really happening.
He doesn't care.
That's
he
why it's a big deal. You're going to get rid of your true enemy because he is your enemy at this point.
Yeah,
you know, get through here.
He needs. I still think he needs a light in the dark. So that still plays into it.
Yeah. Well, you mean for... who
Rey
needs
and
a...
Kylo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So he can kill Snoke.
Yeah.
But that just enforced Rey and Kylo coming together.
Well, that
it forces it. It forces a choice.
Yes.
At that point. Because they're still going back and forth, and there's no definitive thing at that point, right? This is what they miss about TLJ. Everybody's making a choice in all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kylo and Rey both choose to go their ways, whereas... Finn chooses to do his thing, and Poe learns how to do his thing.
Right.
Everybody misses that. There was a whole lot of character development in that one.
There
day.
Is.
There really
absolutely.
Is. Fuck, I lost my train. There we go.
No, that's
it.
That's what
Did I end it? Did I make a point?
Yeah, no, you're right. And that makes it actually, because again, there's a lot of talk of a lot of this in Rise of Skywalker changing how we know Star Wars from day one.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that. And it can't be just in the 18 minutes of the last movie.
It's different how we see the Force, how the Force works. Yeah, that's right.
And so there's a lot of talk on that where we're going to have to
it
revamp.
Didn't come from George Lucas, so it doesn't matter.
Who typed that?
No, nobody typed.
They know
that.
Better. They know better.
Mervine says, "What if it was a vision like Yoda about Darth Bane and Clone Wars?" I don't know, because we got to think about other fans here too. And I think seeing something like that, everybody's like, "What? What is that? This is a vision. This is what? What's going on? Is this real? Is this happening?"
Yeah, they're going to have to do something. Well, when they did the visions with Rey and The Force Awakens and the flashbacks, you could tell they were, right? They had the little matting around it or whatever you call it.
Yeah, yeah.
You could,
well,
you could
it
tell.
It right. happened at a specific point.
Yeah.
You know, she touched the saber and supposedly this is why.
Yeah, yeah. It'll
she
have to be like that. You'd be set into it.
So, okay, so maybe they touched a holocron?
Oh, that
holocron would,
would
work.
That's what needs
and
to happen.
Then
I, we need a we, again, this movie should be full of fan service. A fucking holocron is required.
Well, have you guys... Okay, so we got Batu selling holocrons. Have you guys been to GameStop? They're
no.
selling holocrons too.
Same what? Ones or the
They're
different?
Selling keychains.
Oh. Well,
of the
okay.
same ones that are at Batu.
Uh-huh.
Holocron keychains. There's a wallet there that has one side and the other. So as a fan, a
yeah.
fan knows what that is.
Sure.
But right. a regular.
And a lot of it is in the marketing.
Do you see what you I'm know? Saying?
Yeah.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So
I think a holocron definitely could make it into this film. Absolutely.
Needs
I love
the,
it
if it, it
I think
to.
The
yeah.
ones that are for sale now are going to be
oh my God.
In the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to see a Kyber Crystal bleed in this film.
Because is the blue one is the blue one that we get a hold of? Is that the one that Ezra was playing with?
Yeah. Those match.
Those
yes.
do match?
Yes.
Those match,
okay.
yeah.
So maybe if you keep it, that it's only
yeah.
those? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Those are the like, same ones, right? From Rebels, yeah.
The
it
triangle.
Is.
I know,
yes.
I know
yes.
the Sith
yes.
one is. I'm pretty
yeah.
sure the,
yeah.
yeah.
You know, you put the one
so
on top of there, it's the Bendu.
If
yep.
we show it
yeah.
in the movie, is what I'm saying. You
yeah,
know,
oh no, there's
single,
a there's
like,
a good chance
a
of that
yeah.
happening. Good chance of that
should
happening.
Happen.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
A vision with that happening because an object was touched.
Yeah,
I can go for.
Yeah,
but just somebody talking and a vision happen.
She,
I think we kind
of
lose it.
Yeah,
because
my thing is,
anyway.
My thing is, was the lightsaber? It's kind of like Quinlan Vos's power, where he touches things and can
right.
see stuff and feel stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Is it the lightsaber calling to her, or her calling to it? Like she can mm. feel through things, right? I think she just has that power. Like she almost have. She probably has every Jedi power.
Then
it'd
have to be her again touching something else.
Yeah,
to see
exactly.
That, to confirm a Quinlan Vos
her touching
type of power.
A holocron or her touching
yes.
The what's she holding in her hand? A dagger.
The dagger. Yeah.
The
what's that dagger?
Her
well,
touching
you
stuff.
Dagger.
You know.
What's the dagger?
The dagger
guys?
Is what gives her the vision of her as a dark Jedi with the double bladed.
The dagger
switch
is still
blade
from
lightsaber.
Clone Wars.
If you'd like to listen to my show next week on the spoiler heavy.
So that is part
leak.
Of the spoiler
we are not
leak,
listening.
So
to, I am not.
I am not listening to that. I will
it's
promote
the
it for
only
you.
Only episode of yours I will not listen to.
Until after.
The dagger is the same one that killed.
You know what?
That's
part of the reason I want to do it to have this talk and go through it and then listen to that episode after.
Oh, I see.
And see how much of it works out.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not going to edit it. I'm just going to bumper it and then put it out.
Yeah, I'll make sure you won't. I mean, I don't edit mine anyway.
I really don't anyway, yeah. so it's fine.
You just put it out there all raw and fucked up. It's like, everybody knows I'm just ranting.
I might like go in the middle and like little excerpt and like, shit. I know everything about the dagger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you picked the wrong spot.
Exactly. Wrong my spot. Luck.
Well, the thing is that you know there are people posting this shit out there now.
Yeah.
They're posting parts of the leaks and they're posting those pictures. And that's bullshit, because especially on Instagram, you saw I got into that fight with that.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not even going to give him a ad. Well, I can't give him an ad because he's not on Instagram anymore. Right? But
yeah.
23,000 followers, and you're going to be a dick and just put things out there. And
on,
then when I call you out on it, give me shit.
Yeah.
And threaten to put another picture out that I'd already seen.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, I
just
don't
immediately,
a fuck.
I've had to delete 4 people.
Yeah.
For not have only you, now they're not posting the pictures, they're doing that. So you know how you can write with that background? That pinkish purple background
right.
that you just use and write stuff,
yep.
they're writing it.
Mm.
And your eyes automatically read it.
Yeah,
it's
I,
telling you who dies.
I
what
have
happens.
Not been on.
I'm like, are you fucking.
I haven't
and
seen.
I just,
in, knock on wood, I've not seen anything.
Me too.
I just go into their thing and unfollow, and I'm like, because like that, I don't even want to get into it. Because that's what they want.
You know
no,
what's dangerous?
Well, he has banned too.
You know what's dangerous
just,
too?
Still
is that
back.
Yahoo, you know, go to Yahoo for whatever. It'll be there on front page. You got to be very careful in that too. Because. They do it on Walking Dead every time. They put the spoiler right
really?
There on the front. So-and-so dies or whatever. They did it on Star Wars. You got to be really careful and radio silent. I mean, even with The Mandalorian coming out, if it comes out on 12:01, I have to go radio silent until we go to Chris's and watch it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like,
that's
going to be hard, man. Our phones will be blowing up.
I haven't opened up Yahoo since I opened up my Hotmail, so I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, just be careful because it could just automatically pop up and not know that.
Yep.
It can't. It's like I want it to marinate and not get here fast because I want to just like relax and live in this moment. But at the same time,
I want to
live in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get there. And I don't go radio silent because I'm always looking for some kind of news to talk about on something
sure.
or get into and be out there. And again, I get on people that get on Star Wars, but I'm out there defending Star Wars constantly.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I do it. I troll these accounts. I find one asshole and I go at him.
Yeah.
And that's generally
you go to some a chalkboard.
Some go 4 comments and some go 48 comments. Yeah, it's just whatever it is.
What's
anyway,
the best most recent one that you got into with?
That the one the other day. Did you see that one with I was Sarlacc at the time.
Yeah.
And what did we get into? Oh, it was so fucking bitching about Last Jedi.
Of course.
Oh, he said you couldn't pay me to see it. That's how it started.
That's right. That's right.
And I said, well, nobody's going to pay you to comment either. And this and he said something else, and I said, you know what? What's your problem with it? Bad writing and plot holes. I'm all, give me an example. I just did. No, you didn't. You said plot holes and this and that. I said, give me something. I said, I'll explain it to you. I'll help you out. Yeah. Then he starts getting, you're a fucking idiot. And that's what it turned into. Then I said, now that you did that, now I'm going to make sure I have the last word. Yeah. So let's just go. It went for like 2.5 days.
Yeah.
And finally the fucker gave up. You know, and I was like, I'm not going to.
You just can't do that. I mean, really, you can't just make those blatant comments and then leave. And
I'm asking you. I'm telling you specifically. I said, do you want to talk about Rose? Do you want to talk about DJ? Do you want to talk about Luke? That's what I told him. I said, you based your entire opinion in life on everything. This shows me who I'm dealing with. I did that today, too.
Yeah.
I said, the fact you can't give me an answer or say anything or quote anything shows me that you're just using quotes from other people's opinions.
Correct.
That's actually the problem with the internet in general.
Yeah.
Is everybody makes their opinions, politics, sports, Star Wars, Marvel, everything off headlines instead of actually getting into your subject, learning a little bit. You know, everybody's a political expert.
Of course.
Everybody's a Star Wars expert.
Of course.
You're not. We're the Star Wars experts, and we'll tell you.
Yes.
All
and again, I will reiterate, you will never find those leaked, spoilery things discussed on this show. It's only what's out officially that you can walk out your door, see it on a billboard, on your TV. That's what we will discuss. We will discuss rumors, but we will never discuss. This is a leaked script that and read it verbatim. And we won't do that here.
Right.
Unless like Hot Topic, we'll put a warning and you'll be plenty warned.
The entire episode will be just don't come in here if you don't want, you know, the whole thing. It'll be quite clear.
Yeah.
Though the day after, or the same day after we walk out of the Rise of Skywalker.
And we will do a spoiler cast.
We will be doing a spoiler cast, which we might also be doing live, too. So we've got to make sure that we warn everybody about that.
We'll make sure there's a sign up in front of the thing that says this is a spoiler cast.
Yeah.
Don't fuck up.
Yep.
There we go.
Know, fuck around. We'll...
Cool.
I'm sure you can design it nice like these and just make it badass.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We don't do anything half-ass here.
Nope.
Well, I do everything half-ass.
Let's check in with the chat one more time and thank them for showing up and contributing, and then let's get out of here.
Cool.
What's up to Mervine, Bootleg Joe, Nick Frankenstein, Action Fig 21. He joined in. TJ Davis, 1138, Gordon. Who else did we have with us this whole time?
B&B. Yep.
B&B.
Justin.
Denise.
D-Nice.
I love
that. Is A-Aaron in there?
Right behind him.
Okay, good.
They both don't like The Last Jedi.
As long as Balaki isn't
they were
guy's
they were
trouble,
just going at it themselves inside, so I just want to give everybody a shout out. Everybody who followed us on the first one.
Yes.
Remember, guys, it's only an hour on the live.
Yeah.
For IG Live.
Yeah.
So that's why. We've also done Facebook Live. Hey, what's up?
Hi. Well, there's nobody actually watching right now. So.
Where do you see that?
But it's still there.
There'll be an eyeball up at the top corner telling you that somebody's watching.
On that one,
too.
I just can't read that far.
We'll get better at this.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's still good.
Basically, so we need for our Patreon, we need a big screen right here that we can then read comments at the same time.
That's right.
And also get video upon. I saw that commercial.
It's on you guys, our Patreon.
Yes.
Whoever we're looking at.
You know, Ernie, I think you probably got a lot of listeners to commit to us by opening that toy live, or Chris open that toy live. You know, so just keep that in mind, you know, for the future.
No, that's all right.
We got plenty of content then.
There's lots that we can
open. There's a lot of content in this room.
We got over here?
Now I feel bad. Are you getting another one?
He's got,
I do.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you had to. Because now I'm like, that's a pretty badass figure.
I guess we're going to Target later.
But Margo knows that I checked them.
Yeah.
I got the one that hangs up has to be a good one.
Oh, and be careful.
That one wasn't.
The hang tags on that particular figure have been popping off left and right.
On Obi?
Yep, on Obi-Wan.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so if you just don't put them up too high.
Yeah, okay.
Well, cool. Let's get out of here, guys. Let's go round table, and we'll end this because we're coming up in our next hour. So, Chris?
You can catch me at Hot Topic Podcast.
Yes.
And I do have we'll have three episodes up in the next week.
We got a plethora.
A plethora of a hot topic. And plenty. A plethora of podcast.
A plethora avalanche of hot topic coming.
Yes, so look out for that.
It's a tongue twister.
Yes.
And that's about it. So, and if you're bitching online, I'm probably going to find you. So let's do that.
Chris will find you.
Other than that, if you want to drop me a line in either chat, whether the Sarlacc or the Hot Topic. I keep saying it wrong today because I was at Hot Topic before I walked in here.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, it fucked me up. Got me all mixed up.
See, jefe, you have a plethora of piñata.
Yeah. See, and when I say Hot Topic exclusive, it always comes out Hot Topic exclusive. I can't get it right today.
You got your own mess. Exclusive?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Got the Knight of Ren. But go on there, send us DMs, send us things, and right now start shooting over comments to Hot Topics for this week's episode. We're going to do that. If you've seen the leaks, give me what you want to hear about on there, what your opinions are on the leaks, and also about the trailers in general.
Cool.
But do that on the Hoth Topic one, not on the Sarlacc, because these guys might read it and get all fucked up.
Yes. And then also your live show next Tuesday.
Live show next Tuesday. We're going
on
for
the Mandalorian.
After Mandalorian. We're not sure the time
yet.
Also find
out info, correct.
Yeah. Right. We're thinking about 7 o'clock probably.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, to get it started on the
show. If it's
pre-recorded,
then we'll do a 7 o'clock. Go do that. And,
right. All right, cool. That's it.
Scott.
Yeah. Believe it or not, tomorrow night we are recording a Nerds with Attitude podcast.
I don't believe it.
It's going to be a long-ass show.
I don't believe it either.
Yeah.
We shall see. I'm supposed to go over to Kevin's.
On the agenda, John Wick 3 is coming out. And just roll right through that. Start from there. Get to Jedi.
There you go.
So, yeah, Seth. we got some Nerds with Attitude coming. And, that's it.
Nice. Yep. Mr. Fallen Fett.
You can catch me with the Toy Migos on They're Not Dolls when we come back. We are on a hiatus right now, so for those who listened and found out.
Those last for a long time if you're not careful.
Yeah, I know, right? So we'll see. But we got holidays and stuff coming up, so that's cool. But other than that, still, I mean, the page and everything is still running, so definitely visit Toy Migos. Thanks to 80's Baby, he has that running strong. Chaney 180 and Boot, and I was going to say Bootleg Joe. Johnny Sergeant Bananas.
Cool.
He does bootleg shots all the time.
There you go.
And we had to cancel because he has big YouTube show or something.
Mervine says tonight's show was Wizard.
Wizard Annie.
Hey,
Wizard.
Something just hit me. I don't know why.
Uh-oh.
Because I was getting... nice. Thanks. as I was fumbling with my words there, the third movie title in each trilogy, right?
Mm-hmm.
This lends to our theory about Skywalker. I wasn't thinking about it. Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Jedi, and then Rise of Skywalker. It should be the Skywalker. I'm not talking about the cadence.
Right.
I'm talking about that's about Sith. That's about Jedi. This is about the Skywalker.
The balance.
This is the new.
Yeah.
This is the new thing they're going to call each other. That's what's going to be the Skywalker.
So no more Jedi.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. This is how the balance comes.
Our
they get rid of it.
Our new trilogy can get into
the Skywalkers.
Skywalker.
This will be the in the future. Yeah. So sorry, I don't know.
And no more rule.
Shit
of
pops
two
in my
this.
Head.
No, that's
if I record all the shit that popped into my head, dude, it's
we'd have more hot topics.
Never-ending hot topic.
So
it would. If I wrote them down, it would.
If Jedi are going to be called Skywalkers now, what do you call Sith?
It's just the balance.
Dicks.
Skywalker's the Bendu. There is no. They're the in between. They know both sides.
So we'll still have Jedi and Sith, and then you have Skywalker.
They destroy them when Kylo and Rey. Whatever. I think Rey is the middle. I think Rey is already the middle. I don't think she's a Jedi at all.
Yeah,
I think she is a Skywalker type more than that.
She
I don't,
does tap really close into the dark side.
Yeah, it runs right to it without holding back.
Yeah, without holding back. Even whenever she was fighting in the Force Awakens, she was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could hear her tap into that Rey.
When she was saving BB-8?
What's that?
When she was saving BB-8?
She
was screaming when she was fighting them too.
Yeah,
that too. She's wicked.
That's what made him look over.
And then she fights like Palpatine. I mean, she's gonna it's gonna be crazy. The little jabs.
That's right.
She's
she
evil.
Did have
that's totally a bad person thing.
Yeah.
So exactly. After you check out Toy Migos, check out the Podcasting Day and How We Do Disney.
I thought he was kicking to you. I was just interrupting you.
I know.
I didn't realize I interrupted Ernie too.
I have like 10 shows. Remember?
Yeah.
I need that extra time in there.
Gotcha.
That's why.
All good.
Check out the podcast today with me and Marco every 2 weeks. We do it. Well, we haven't done live yet. We keep saying we're going to do live.
It'll come.
Before this one.
Yeah.
It will.
Well, by the time we break,
that's what
we'll do
said,
live.
Yeah.
That's why he said it.
I'm just waiting. I'm like, oh.
And Darth Moocher, where can we find you when you're not playing the new Star Wars game?
Yes.
All right, guys.
Be.
That was fun. Have a good one.
Later.
Until next time.
Till next time, find me on Who Will Survive Horror Podcast with myself and Paul Stevenson, and that's on our individual feed, plus rawlightpod.com, Padded Room Podcast Network, and Legion Podcast Network. Cha-ching, also on the Podcasting Dead with Ernie here, and on the Starlight Digest.
And just took away. Right now, you got a credit call.
all your PayPals were hit just right now. So. again, join us December 8th on Batuu, please, and then join us next week as we break down the first episode of Mandalorian. With that, thank you, Instagram. Thank you, everybody's on the
Thanks,
chat
nobody
rooms,
on Facebook.
And everybody here. Let's get out of here.
All right.
Thank you, Instagram. Thank you, Facebook. That's a lot of people. I want to read those comments.
Bye, motherfuckers. Is that my
I don't know. Yes. We'll have to see.
Oh,
keep it nerdy.
Yeah.